Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Four. Now it's time for bed. Two more to the head. Got the floor in.
Yeah, that maggot's dead. Another unsolved mystery. It's going down in history. Niggas ain't never did to me. Niggas they can't get to me. Got to make a move. Got a point to prove. Got to make them prove. Got them all like, ooh. So to the next time you hear this dog rhyme, try to keep your mind. Don't get in crime.
Stop. Drop. Shut them down. Open up shop.
Talk is cheap, motherfucker.
I know that my Savior lives, and at the end, he will stand on this earth. My flesh may be destroyed, yet from this body, I will see God. Yes, I will see him for myself, and I long for that moment. Grandma, I really miss you, and it ain't been the same. I drop a tear when I hear your name. Mariella Holloway. Why you gotta be so far away? Used to say, don't worry, it's gonna be okay. But it ain't, it's like when you left, you took the Lord with you. Why couldn't I come when he came to get you? Damn, I really miss you. I had to say it again. I remember the time when I was like 10. Crept up in the neighbor's yard, yeah, being hard-headed. You told me I would get it, you said it. Boy, did I get it. But after you spanked me, you hugged me, kissed me on my forehead, told me that you loved me. And I saw that it hurt you more than it hurt me. I thought, how bad could this hurt me? I know now, that's why it's only done out of love. What I wouldn't give for one more hug from Grandma.
Baby, it's gonna be okay.
Oh, yes,
she used to tell me that.
Members is gonna hate me, but I'ma let you know what's been going on lately. Now you know since you left, a lot of things with your kids done changed. Yeah, Jackie's still crazy, don't know what's up with James. Ain't seen Jerry in a while, you know he walk like you. And Renee's back in jail, you know she talk like you. Ricula's doing real good now, she working. Rhonda's still running around, tricking, jerking. Buckeye's bugging, he done lost his mind. And Jarvis, back out of jail, doing fine. Collie, he done changed, it ain't all about self. It's for my father. Well, that's something else. But that's my dog, the oldest grandmother down. My great-grandmother, making a lot of trips out of town. But that's a good thing. And if I could only hear you sing once more, oh Lord, the comfort it would bring. Kids, 11 grandkids, and since then, two of your grandkids and had kids. I had a boy named Tacoma, Xavier's brother. That's right, Xavier made you a great-grandmother. I thank you for the best times of my life. I thank you for when you first met her, accepting and loving my wife. I thank you for those Sunday dinners, they were vital. I thank you for my life, I thank you for the Bible. I thank you for the song that you sang in the morning.
Amazing grace.
While I'm yawning, I thank you for the two beatings you gave me. Cause I know somewhere along the line, the lesson I learned from the two beatings saved me. When you died, I cried like a baby. I begged the Lord to take me, cause no one else could give me what you gave me. But life, like everything, comes to an end. I pray I go to heaven to see you again. Amen.
It will.
Everything.
But I seen the motherfucker in my cell going through my personal effects. He fingering my cigarettes. Came out like nothing was happening, whistling he tuned. So I mushed his ass like, move, motherfucker, make room. Hey, ain't that my cigarette hanging off the tip of your lip? I ain't even give him a chance for he confession. Just leveled his ass with all that aggression. Left, right to the Dolex. Ha, ha, ha. Foots to the chest. Uppercuts to the grill. I'm like, kill. He's like, chill. Take that for me even being in this place. Take that for that fucking CO baton across my face. Feel that for that lawyer who ain't give two fucks about me. And feel this for me being enslaved by poverty. Motherfucker. Give me them damn cigarettes. Oh, these is Marlboros. I don't smoke these. Kidnapped the president's wife without a plan. Kidnapped the president's wife without a plan. Yeah, I got a plan. It's etched with a knife in the center of my hand. So I guess I'ma have to keep my fist clenched. Walk around D.C. in the rain till my wares is drenched. Wait for that motherfucker to take out the garbage and do a press conference about what great shape this country in. And when them welfare cuts gonna begin. And when he pat his dog and kiss his wife goodbye, that's when I move in. I throw that silly hoe in the headlock. I muffle the grill so a scream stop. I whisper to her, your man ain't here to protect you, baby. He gone. I dial up my nigga Old North, tell him meet me with the caddy on the white lawn. I toss her in the back seat. I cover her head with a black sheet. Put the steel in a grill piece. Be like, if you don't shut up, I'ma lick two shots off in your dome piece. Watch her have fits. If she don't understand, I'ma give it a quick lesson in ebonics. I'ma shoot you, baby. I take her to my hideout in the low-income houses down the street. I replace her Joan and Davids with purple Reeboks on her feet. I give her four hungry kids, no job, no ambition, no family support, and a last welfare check. I give her crappy-ass Medicaid and an ill type of growth growing out the side of her neck. I tell her, fend for yourself, keep you and them shorties in proper health. Then after sufficient time on that hype, I'll introduce her to the crack pipe. Yeah, I let her feel its soothing effects as she tries to forget about the absence of them checks. I make her sell her jewels for it. I make her pay her dues for it. And then I'll come to her late at night, and I'll be like, yo, everything ain't gonna be all right. You ain't gonna be able to go quietly in that good night. Peace ain't gonna come till your death be done. And then I'll lead her up to the roof, ha, and I'll show her all the shit she don't own. I lead her over to the edge and leave her there all alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I'm joined by my esteemed co-host, my colleague, my brother from another mother, my friend, John Robinson, a.k.a. Dark Knight, a.k.a. the Batman to this DC comic book affair. J. Rob the Wise Son, what's good with you, my brother?
Where's my dogs at? What's up, Van Meadows? That's good. What tonight is about, man. It's good to be in the co-pilot seat, man. I don't know if they're ready, man.
Man, I hope they ready. I hope they ready, because it's some legacy that went out that we lost to make sure that we would be ready. First and foremost, rest in peace, Mums. Rest in peace, DMX. Bro.
Indeed, indeed. Two of the giants in this poetry, hip-hop field that we have. And this world is going to miss them, but the great thing is we have technology. So because of YouTube and other entities out there, we're able to continue to enjoy and be inspired poetically by these brothers and what they left us. And may I please say a knock on wood, Lord, I know they're in a good place.
Yes, sir.
But they're going too soon.
Gone too soon, yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to be listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press 1 when you get here. Let's give a huge shout out to our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas, y'all. And tonight's show, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw?
Raw. I got mine, Van. I got mine. You got yours.
I definitely got mine. Yes, sir.
There you go.
Definitely
you
got mine. And let's before we jump into tonight's show, let's go ahead and give the lineup, the Epiphany lineup for the rest of the weekend up until the next Get Down. So tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, join Murder, She Wrote for Breathe Easy, y'all, 9 p.m. Saturday night, y'all, we got a treat for y'all. I mean, I kind of spoiled it with some of the flyers and some of the postings I sent out today, but it will be the return of Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and the topic of discussion, what is that one thing about you that will make somebody want to fall in love with you? That's right. We're coming back strong.
You're better tune in.
We're coming back hard. We're coming back strong.
Oh, you're better tune in.
And then Sunday night is going to be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, listen. Monday night is one of the hottest shows on Epiphany Radio. It is the Neo Soul Cafe with your host, For Real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, essentially Janice, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. What makes that show so hot, man? You got Neo Soul music, you got poetry, and you got Pick Up Your Pen with For Real, this creative writing process that challenges you on the spot with some ridiculous, crazy phrases. Man, y'all come on through. Tuesday night, y'all, is going to be Swanky's Takeover with your host, Mojave, and the Swanky crew. Man, listen, y'all don't want to miss that show. I told you, Mojave just got shows, man. It's so hard to keep up with so many on Tuesday nights, but he managed to keep them together. And then Wednesday nights, The Love Zone with your host, Miss VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Man, listen, and then we'll be right back here for another fine edition of the Get Down with J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Man, one thing, if you are rushing to get your taxes done because you thought the deadline was today, it has been extended until May 17th. So, whew, breathe easy, y'all. Breathe easy. You see what I did there? See what I did there, Jay?
Yeah.
Man, now, let's get into tonight's show. Ladies and gentlemen, man. Oh, man, let me just tell y'all, man, DMX is one of my favorite rappers, one of my favorite rappers, because he got those chart bangers, you know, like this one, Jay.
Yeah, I'm right here, dog.
Where my dog's at?
He right here, dog.
Where my dog's at? What must I go through to show you shit is real? And I ain't really never gave a fuck how niggas feel. Rob and I still.
Yo, get at me, dog. Ooh. Yo, it's something about.
And digging.
It was something about. Go ahead, Jay. Go ahead.
When they did verses, him and Snoop, he said he got the phrase, get at me, dog, from Snoop.
Right.
He said, Snoop, you never knew this. You never knew this. He said, but we were out hanging someplace, and I seen you. He said, when you was leaving, you looked at the brothers, and you was like, yo, get at me, dog. And he was thinking to myself, yo, that sounds kind of hype. And he was able to write that piece for Get At Me, Dog, and that's what came through.
Nice. Yeah. Man. And then, man, my brother Mums, man, did y'all see the way he put those verses down? My man said, oh, my bad, that's a Marlboro. I don't even smoke those.
Smoke these.
Yeah. Oh,
that cat was an original. He admired MCs, but he had this thing for spitting poetry. And he would complicate words and use really big words at times and create words on the spot from different words. And when he put them together in his brand of poetry, it sounded incredible, which is one of the reasons he was one of them cats that came through on a regular for deaf poetry. Notice I said deaf poetry. DMX was a deaf jam artist. And that cat, he would leave the crowd like, whoa. And yeah. I admired him for it. And I knew him slightly because he went to a rival high school. He went to Mount St. Michael. I went to Cardinal Hayes. And I got a chance to meet him. I told him, you know, I'm an MC. Like, he was an MC. But I slid into the spoken word thing like he did. And he was like, how's your pen? My pen's kind of good. He was like, make it better.
Mm.
He's like, because you could always make it better. He said, even with poetry you didn't like, go back and rewrite it. It could always get better. I was like, wow. And I'd see him, you know, every 2 or 3 years someplace. And he lived in the Bronx, up on Gun Hill Road, Murder Ave. I was like, yo, how's the pen? Yeah, and that's... when I heard the brother ask me that the first time, and then years later I got a chance to meet Van Meadows, and we had the common phrase of stretching your pen. It brings me back to those slight conversations because that's what we try to do in the Get Down. We enjoy when you stretch your pen, when you allow your imagination to take a hold of that instrument and create like an eagle soaring on clouds. It's incredible. All of you. There's no poetry that's horrible. Actually, no, that's a lie. There's some poetry that really shouldn't be spit to people. But everybody who steps to the mic should be respected because it's not easy to step to the microphone. Came to X, that brother was something different. And when you heard Mums, that cat was something special. And put them two cats together.
Yes, sir.
They were battling at heaven's gates to see who's going to get in first. So I know it became a cipher. Like, yo, you got all these other people who have passed away before, and they're like, yo, X just showed up. And while we're here crying, there's people saying welcome home to both of them.
Yeah.
Because we want to keep them so bad, but God is like, bro, you've done enough. Come on. I got something else for you. And when he saw Mums, it was like, well, let's get it. And they poetry to each other. And you got Langston Hughes saying, I got to see this. And you got Gil Scott-Heron with the music. And you got Pumpkin on the drums. And you got Biggie picking up Tupac to go get Aaliyah so everyone can get in on this. And
James Brown just on a good foot.
And James Brown on a good foot the whole time. And
man, it's funny you saying this, man, because I was just talking to somebody the other day, and I told them, I said, it's pretty sad when the music in heaven is much better than the music here on earth. Somebody will get that tomorrow.
Yeah, you'll get that tomorrow.
But man, I just hope that with our pieces tonight, that we paid proper homage to these legends, man, because they're legends. They were legends before they left the earth. But we're choosing to put them in the forefront tonight. You know, many people have many different stories about Mums and about DMX. But tonight is different. Tonight we're going to spit poetry, y'all. We're going to bring a different kind of energy, I hope. Because I believe we're ready, Jay. You locked and loaded, Jay?
I'm locked and loaded. You locked and loaded, Van?
Yeah, I'm locked and loaded, brother. I'm locked and loaded.
Since you was the birthday boy and this is your month, let me stand back for a second and let the birthday boy spit that truth through poetry. The mic is yours. Go ahead and get down. Do your thing, bruh.
Thank you, brother. The title of this piece is called X Out Racism. And that's the letter X, not EX, but X Out Racism. How can we fix it? What is it? Oh, yeah, it's racism in the streets. Privileged white Americans walking around with the same heartbeats, thinking they own the streets. Forgive me, Father, as I sin on my own 2 feet, trying to fight a broken system. Get at me, dog, a barking rhythm, waiting for the day I can wake up and not slipping and falling from what's in my cup. Day after day and night after night, a new Rough Riders anthems will spark a new fight. Give me life or give me death, until I breathe and take my last breath. The antics filled with semantics, laced with heroin and cocaine type of linguistics. I mean a streetwise dialectology, while you observe in the street anatomy of etymology. Trying to turn the party up, you not exempt from wearing bullet holes. Yep, I said it, I meant it, and I'm here to represent it. Just like X gonna give it to you. From the cradle to the grave, I see you. Lying in the gutter of the belly of the streets, thinking Romeo must die while bleeding from lead from the heat. Lord, hear my prayer. This is street life. This street life isn't my slayer. Bodies keep getting cold. I pray that my seeds will grow older and yell, what's my name? And then shout it louder the same. While living in a country that can't stop being greedy, come together then help the needy. Race relation tension at an all-time high. Look through my eyes, see the tears flowing like blood as we part the black and white like a great flood. Screaming, I miss you, to all the loved ones gone before you. How can we be a part of the necessary changes and solutions? X said, do you value your life as much as your possessions? Then why do you allow racism to jeopardize your freedom? Because where we come from, your life can get took and leave you shook, and your life will be done. 4, 3, 2, 1, and that's that piece.
Yeah. I love this. This is an accentuated truthism, and I love how you took different aspects of the man's recordings and infuse that with what you're saying. We need to get that we are uncompromising when it comes to dealing with racism. But you hit them with this part that said the street life isn't my slayer. Bodies keep getting colder. I pray that my seeds will grow older and yell, what's my name, when they shouted louder the same while living in a country that can't stop being greedy. That's my line.
My brother,
Blue,
yes,
that's
sir.
My line.
Yes, sir.
In
thank
a country
you,
that can't stop being greedy. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
I got chills reading that. I got chills reading that.
Thank you, bro.
Man, oh, man.
Appreciate you, man.
I'm digging the headspace that created this.
Yeah, man. I mean,
whew.
You know, for a while, man, I didn't know what I was going to write. But then something happened in South Carolina last night. In a neighborhood that I frequent, something happened. You can't even walk the streets while being black. And I'm sick of it. So once that got in my system, and I watched the news and I watched all the reports and then I saw the video, TMX was like, go ahead and write that stuff, dog. Get it out. And I did.
Right on. Right on. You did the damn thing on that one. Whew. I like that. That line, boy. That line. My kids are screaming, what's my name in a country that just can't stop being greedy? Yeah. I might have to borrow that from you. That's
man,
pure right there.
Knock yourself out, bro. Knock yourself
that's
out,
right
bro.
There.
But I don't wanna hog the mic. I wanna step back and let my brother do his thing. So J Rod.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and get down, bro.
Thank you. My piece is entitled From Mama's the DMX. My truth cast no shadows, because it soaks sun like hot pavements with God fire. I want to go higher, beyond beyond before, when I was, who I was, when the thought of what was wasn't what it has become, but the true representation of what it will be when it's done. You niggas want to be killers, but me, I want to be infinity's cousin. Jumping at the first chance to jump and dance and shout and shake and sure enough show off our pittance. Pitted against preparation, concentration, reparation. The constellation is arms. 41 shots aimed at the nearest star. Plungers peering into innards of who we are. Bullets piercing our resilient flesh, reinstilling that brilliant death that was felt on the Atlantic floor while dead slaves ask, what the fuck am I here for, huh? What the fuck am I here for? I say let us pray. See, I'm the reason that the streets stay hot, and I like it or not, ain't never moving me, because I'm that movement, my damn self. I fuck with all of y'all, but I ain't living high on the hog, and I say I could keep it greasy as fuck, but I prefer to be the dog. The verse you don't talk about, the lines that make them see me. I don't get it twisted. What I see, when I see, when I see, when I'm shown, when God said walk through the light, never realizing that I was that bright light. Feel me, yo. You see me who I was and I was supposed to be. Don't even know what niggas got to be. Don't ask about a nigga in more than a morgue. Just look towards the sky, bark it loud as a dog. Where's my hood at? You want to stop niggas from dying, and you need to stop niggas from trying. But then I ask God to forgive me. You see, I have sinned. I have walked on both sides, the beginning and the end, and my friends are few and far between, and I love the light, even though the darkness covers both of my thoughts. So I pray, and I party up, and I ease the pain so I don't wash up against Plymouth rocks that rush more mountains with separate fountains, that desperate moments that call to people like purple mountain majesties. Purple mountain majesties sound to me more like strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood on the root. And all I ever said was, treat me nice, yo. If you want me to have your back, then you can holler at your boy and don't worry about your props. So I'm going to miss you, dog. Bark that shit loud in the heavens from the golden gated rooftops. Sleep in peace. Mums and ex. Just get at me whenever we meet again. And that's that peace.
Yo, 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 yo. This was a different kind of energy that I'm used to from you, Jay. This is a dynamic piece. Dynamic piece, bro. And my favorite lines is, but then I ask God to forgive me for I have sinned. I walk on both sides of the beginnings and the end. My friends are few and far between, and I love the light even though the darkness covers both of my thoughts. So I party up just to ease the pain so I don't wash up against Plymouth rocks and Rushmore mountains with separate fountains and desperate moments and what you call purple mountain majesties. Bruh, this is some brilliant ink right here, Jay. Brilliant ink.
Man, I had to hold that in. Bruh. That's a pretty emotional piece. Because you borrow from both of them cats, and I just had to give it a little bit of both of their energy and whatnot. Right. So I had to inhale on that. Thank you. Man. I'm glad you got it,
no,
bro.
Man, thank you, man. But you know, I'm not the only one that got it. I think he got it too.
To you, cowards. Everything is gonna be quick. I call your man up in the jail before. Suck my dick and all the muffled cats you run with. Get done with, dumb quick. You gonna approach the dog with some bum. I say go to click, click. Now
man, let me stop. Let me stop before we won't get to no poetry and we just play this X music all night, bro. Let me stop.
Yeah,
let me
man.
Stop. Let me stop.
Whoo. Yeah, man.
Bro. You want to know what's crazy?
Good look.
I don't know if y'all, I don't know if y'all know this, but what's crazy is DMX had just finished another album. It's not even released yet.
Yeah,
it's not even released yet. They just finished it. And I cannot wait to hear this new music.
Let's tell me about it, man.
Man.
Tell me about it.
Let's get to these phone mics, bro. Let's, cuz I know we're not the only ones here. We're not the only ones who love DMX, who love Mums. So let's take it to the poetry streets, if you will. Can we label this the poetry streets right now? The streets that you're from, can we label this Mums? Can we label this the backyard alley of the poetry stage? Can we just label this right now?
Yeah, so, man. Let's have a cipher, y'all. Bring them pieces. Let's have a cipher. Let's do it.
First up
who we got,
on the
man?
Mic, we have, man, Epiphany's own one-half host, Love Zone. We got La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. I love me some DMX. Okay. Man. Yeah. Y'all just killed it. I mean, is the mic still smoking? Because I know it's hot from y'all burning it up with them pieces. Damn. Y'all killed it. Oh, my God. Yes, both pieces. Yeah, y'all go set in the bar super high. I don't even want to read my
yeah.
Y'all killed it. Y'all killed it. Man, both them pieces were awesome. Oh, man.
Thank you, beloved.
Thank you.
And J-Rob, stop trying to hold that stuff back, man. Release that shit, yo. Let it out. You feel better?
If I didn't hold it in, I wouldn't have been able to spit it the way I needed to. It just came out me blubbering trying to do poetry, and that it wouldn't have came out the way I needed it to. So I had to sort of like close my eyes and black out and just pretty much just go hard for it. And I'm glad y'all enjoyed it and whatnot. I'm just glad you really got where I was taking this. So I don't get to spit hard like that on a regular basis, but I get when I'm on stage, I get to spit hard like that and scream and let it go. But today was just a different energy. But I'm glad you got where I was going. So thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Y'all killed it. That's what's up, definitely. I go here like, yes, okay.
So speaking of X, speaking of Mums, however you want to do it, what about either one of them did you mostly enjoy before we hear you spit your piece?
Oh, I like, but see, I didn't know too much about Mum, except for what I saw on Oz, and I didn't watch it a whole lot, but I watched it enough to catch some of the pieces that he was spitting, but I had no idea he was a real poet. I just admired what he did put out there. Now, DMX, I always love to hear him give his philosophies on life. I mean, I'm a huge fan of his music, but I love to hear him just talk about his connection to the Creator. He had so much, his faith was super, super strong, and I love that about him. And he always had a way of simplifying the difficulties in life, period, and letting you know, it's going to be all right. You're going to go through it, but you're going to get through it. Always. He stayed positive. No matter what he was going through, that man stayed positive all the time. And I live for that positivity. So that's pretty much it with him.
Nice. Van Meadows. I hope he didn't get cut off. Well, till we get Van back, how about we do this?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear your dedication. I'm going to slide out the way and go on pause. And till we get Van back, let's hear what you've got.
Well, I got a little something. Y'all just killed it, man. I can't even reach the bar that y'all set up there. It's so hot. Jeez. But I got a little something. All right. As long as you know that God is for you, it doesn't matter who's against you. DMX. That's what he always said to put us at ease. And though some of your words were harsh, others held a deep philosophical and inspiring impact, especially on me. Your connection to the light, I understood because I draw my strength from there too. That's what happens when you know the truth. Your determination and artistry was phenomenal and will forever rest in our hearts. You spit lyrics that pushed us to strive through no matter what. You always let us know that everyone has demons to fight and a story to tell. Watching your battle gave us hope and something to believe in. You are an exceptional being, and now your spirit is home free. That's that piece.
Yes, that is that piece. Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Can you,
can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. I dig that. I dig that. Welcome back, Van. Welcome back, Van.
Glad to be back, bro.
Good to hear you, dog.
But, LaPearl, I love
yes.
the
bass. Thank you.
It's nice and it's even keel and it stays right on the level, and it's pretty a very pretty appreciation piece for what they did for us.
Thank
so thank you.
You
for that. Thank mm-hmm. you very much. Van Meadows, what say you? Mm-hmm. You won't pause. So I guess it's just going to be me and you for a couple of minutes until we get Van back.
Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
I can hear you now.
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
I was about to talk bad about
okay.
you. I'm glad you're there, Van.
technical difficulties, but I'm back. LaPearl and Negra. This piece, you know what? You channeled your inner ex. When you gave the little excerpt and how he would do it, DMX was deeply connected to the Father, deeply connected.
Mm-hmm.
He had no business about it, but he also let you know about the demons that he was fighting with, and he had a problem telling demons. And in his music, you can see the battle. You can see the battle between good and evil because he talked about it constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you did with the piece. You know, you channeled it. It was a dope piece talking about, oh, I want to spill mine. J-Rap hit it. Oh, I want to spill mine.
Y'all look like
smoking.
Y'all look like smoking now.
I don't want to do nothing.
Aw, man. Come on, y'all. Y'all set the bar so high. No, your pieces were very, very powerful. For real. They gave off a vibration that moved you. And I appreciate it. Y'all just scare people sometimes.
You. you know.
How can we scare people?
She said we scare people.
Scare me?
well, Danielle, I do believe that every one of us should get as angry as DMX sounds when he's rapping. You know, I was talking to Mojave earlier, And I don't know what we were talking about, but we got to talk about DMX. And I don't know if any of y'all have ever seen Cat Williams do DMX. And he said, man, he's shorter than me. He talked about, y'all,
yeah,
know he really,
right?
Y'all know he really talk like that? We in the restaurant. He go, hey, yo, bitch. Let me get some water.
I remember that stand-up, Jordan.
He was like, he's like, why you got to talk like that? So aggressive.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Yeah, man, me and Mojave, we laughed about that today. You know, and, so before we move you on to the Get Down Dance, so the DJ said that he got some tracks from X that some people probably ain't never even heard. But
okay,
what y'all got going on the Love Zone? And let me just say, that was a dynamite show last night because y'all was pulling things up out of people that, whoo, my God.
Thank you. All right, so Wednesday night at 9 on the Love Zone, me and my diva. I threw a couple things up there in the air, and we kind of agreed on, you know, I don't know what it is. We are in this thing lately with the X factor. You know, when your ex, you break up with somebody or you separate from somebody and they use that magical word. Now, I need closure. I think it's a bullshit word for entrapment. So that's the question. Closure or entrapment, what is it?
Ooh, I don't want no closure. If you say we done, you say we out. Peace. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. Especially if I think everything is going good. I promise you now, that old ex of mine, the only reason we got to talk is because of our kids. Because I promise you, if it wasn't no kids, we wouldn't even be talking. My first ex-wife, honey, once that divorce was final, I ain't talked to her till about 16 years later. I promise you. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
Wow.
Okay. So, yeah, I like those kind of topics. I like those kinds. Y'all always take me there. But if y'all missed that show, man, y'all have got to go back and listen to the archive. You can find it on Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, Google Play, CastBox. Because when you hear and you come to Epiphany Radio, you're heard around the world on all of those platforms. Just find the one you like and go ahead and tune in. So,
there you go.
La Perla Negra, are you ready to get out there on that dance floor? Oh, and I got a surprise for you, La Perla Negra. I got a surprise for you.
What?
Do you know what that is?
What is it?
The security team of Let's Talk About It had me hemmed up. They had me hemmed up. When I tell you they had me hemmed up, I mean hemmed up. Worse than I've ever been hemmed up before. And they told me if I... It's long with keeping them away from you, I'm going to have a problem. I'm looking at them like, don't I pay y'all salaries? Don't.
Right.
So they'll be looking for you Saturday night. So please don't disappoint them because I'll have to hear about it.
Well, you know, I'm not going to be here Saturday night. I got my John to go out in Bristol. I'm not even going to be in Philly.
Oh, my
yep.
God.
So, well, I promise, I'm going to talk to them when I go over there in a minute, and I'll let them know.
Please.
I already talked to them before. I'll tell them.
Please. Because I don't want that kind of smoke that they be bringing me. And I be by myself. And I'm some pretty big dude. I be by myself.
You hired them boys.
All right. Thank you so much. Please talk to them. Please talk to them.
I will.
Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the Get Down Dance Store is one half host of the Love Zone Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. La Perla La Negra. Take your socks off, baby, baby. Man, are we ready to keep this party going, man? Are we ready? Are we ready?
Very much so. Very.
We ready? because we got a cat. We got a cat that's coming to us from from the West Coast, and let me just give him some intro music real quick.
Yeah, I'm right here, dog.
Where my dog's at?
We right here, dog.
Where my dog's at?
I'm right here, dog.
What must I go through to show you shit is real? And I ain't really never gave a fuck how niggas feel. Dog, and I still, because I want to, because I have to. And don't make me show you with your back. You don't know by now that you slip.
Ladies
and gentlemen, that's got me jacking
this flip. That rapping along with
stay pretty, but I'm going to stay shitty.
See ya, my go-go brother from the West Coast. Go
Are
ahead,
you
brother. Finish
me?
The verse, brother. Finish the verse.
Hey, my brothers. Blessings, peace, and grace be on to you.
The same to you.
Man,
peace, King.
Yes.
Peace, King.
Man,
good to hear
again,
from you, man.
Man, it's good to be heard.
What's happening, bro?
Amen.
Let me tell you how the Lord blessed me. My partner shot me in his first movie, so I got my first movie. I'm blessed that direction. Second direction, my website is up and my ebook. Thanks to you, Van. Lulu at Lulu Express. I got my Shopify up. Yes, sir. My ebooks is up and ready. I'm coming out swinging.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Bro. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's all
Congrats.
God. Man, I appreciate it. It's all just reminding myself, looking back at the struggles and being a messenger and just being one foot at a time and being thankful.
Amen, brother.
Good stuff.
Amen, brother.
I like
now,
that.
Now, I appreciate that. And you guys are some big inspirations to me. So just everybody in Epiphany. Just raw links, just everything. I appreciate y'all. I guess if I didn't read some of your work and got to get to know you guys on a personal basis, I wouldn't remind myself that I'm not the only one struggling going through it. So I had to humble myself and check my ego. So, again, thank all of you.
Man, thank you, brother. We appreciate you, man.
Indeed we do, and appreciate you. In every aspect of the term, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Message received, Ashe.
Ashe.
Now, hey, man, let's get on this. Hey, my piece is called Fallen Exempt. How is it that white man in Minnesota or Minneapolis could do what he did and not get tased or shot? I'm exempt. I got some problems. Fallen exempt. Exempt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, look. Man, let us go ahead and get out the way, man. You go ahead and get on down.
Fallen exempt. Get at me, dog. As I know now, my prayers are okay. Since I was smoked out since 14 and the world was ganging up on me. Just like they was ganging up on many others like me. Same color, same complex. Yo, you know how I get down. I'm Robin Hood to feed my need. Let those cats bleed. This is X-Man who smoked those homo thugs. That's your thing. I don't swing that way. But, hey, little Nas X, do you. That's not the way to go. Feel my flow. Because all I know is me against me. Word, dog. Kiss that baby. That last buck. Letting you see my chuck around the clock who's introducing me. My claps coming downstairs, wide gap. She had that fat lapse. Prayers to the fallen, the dog, Mr. Mom, Def Jam legend and street, clawing back those cats running up the trees, looking at how's it going down. X is my name. Where's my hood at? Who's rolling Rough Riders out? Drag on Lady Eve and the rest of those waiting for me. Come bring your street dirt sheets. I am going to give it to you. Raw Bone Yonkers, Superman, slipping in and out of darkness, night offering freedom to those who's who. Get at me, dog. Get at me. Falling exempt. Sincere from the West Coast. That's that piece.
My man. I like how you did that.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that was missing was the growl. So when y'all miss the growl,
right.
Me and Van going to do the growl if you miss the growl.
Right.
Man, I appreciate that. Man, I got y'all. I appreciate it.
Bruh.
I dug that a lot.
Bruh.
Yes, sir. And he took a dig at Lil Nas X, too.
Yes, he did.
I see you. Nice.
Bro.
Very nice.
Yeah, man. My brother, my West Coast go-go brother, man, I dug this, man. And we got to get angry, y'all. We got to get angry. Because this stuff that's happening to us in this time, 2021, we gotta get angry. We gotta get back at them. Let them know that we're not our ancestors, you know. And our hands do work, and our pens and our voices work too. So, but sincere, man, my go-go brother, man, this piece, man, I dug it, man. I definitely feel where you was coming from, man.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate it. You know, and just on add to that, you know, they're talking about we're going to have to get another shot yearly. I'm not having it. I'm not doing it. So if that's causing me not to fly overseas, so shall it be. I'm not doing it. You're not going to use me or any of my brothers for guinea pigs, let alone you're going to mark us for death by shooting at us and letting white folks get away. Man, I'm not having it.
Right on.
Oh, man.
Man, you stay
right,
safe,
bro.
Gentlemen. Blessings,
too,
one
bro.
Love, one mic.
Get down, dance floor, man. One love, one mic. Stick around. Take your socks off. Baby. Ladies and gentlemen,
see
my go-go from the West Coast. And see ya, bruh. Boy, the energy is kind of high tonight, bro. The energy is high tonight.
Let's
see who
we got
next.
Epic.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen. There's a lot going on in the world. We're losing a lot of people. And we just got to be vocal, more vocal, because, you know, the stuff that's happening in Minnesota right now. Sarah said that she thought her taser was her Glock, her police issued gun, her weapon,
her yellow taser
that you can clearly see her waving it around, that it's not yellow. I mean, come on. Next artist on the mic, Erico 646. Welcome to the Get Down. Please let us know who you are.
Was that me?
That is
you. That's you.
Okay. I didn't hear it say unmuted, so I sort of blanked out for a second. I'm sorry. This is what happens when you do five things at the same time. It's Dara Kalima.
Hey, Dara.
Well, hello.
How are y'all?
We're doing fine. How you doing?
We got to pay homage, Van, because this lady just dropped a new book. It was time well spent, and it was a labor of love. This sister just dropped a new book. You know J. Rob the Wise Son's going to get a copy of it, and I know it's going to be a page turner and a headbanger, because her poetry is that dope.
I need to get a copy of it myself. So before we go any further, will you please promote yourself? Let everybody know the title of the book and how we can get it. I need mine autographed, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay, we can make that happen. So I'm Dara Kalima, often known as the community poet. So if you do the hashtag the community poet, you'll find me no matter what. But the book is called Still Laughing. And it actually is not poetry. It is a memoir, but it does have poetry in it because, you know, poets can't avoid poetry, right?
That's right.
But it is a exploration about, you know, moments in life. We have good moments. We have hard moments. I write about breaking my elbow, so it's as light as that because that's a hilarious story in itself. But then I talk about being with an abusive ex-guy. So there's all of those stories in there and finding victory in those moments. And that's what the whole point of the book is. So I'm still laughing. I'm still finding victory, even if something else tried to take me out. So that's the whole purpose of the book. And you can find it on darakalima.com, which is darakalima.com. It is like the first book that you see there. But, yes, and that's where you can get it signed, because I will sign it from there, because now it's going from my website. Or you can do it on Amazon, but, you know, you don't get a signature from Amazon.
That's right.
Thank you for pointing that out, J-Rob.
That's right.
And just
because I love her, I'm putting
her website on the event page. So you do your poetry, girl. We taking care of you over here.
That's right.
Shucks.
And as a published author, from one published author to another, ladies and gentlemen, please order it directly from her website. Amazon gets a cut, and it reduces how much she gets. So please order it directly from her website and help her out. I got you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm blushing. But we're here to celebrate DMX and Mom. So
yes, ma'am.
That's what I want to do.
Yes, ma'am.
I wasn't a DMX fan. Not saying that I wasn't, because the moment you play his music, I'm back in my ex-boyfriend's apartment in Harlem as a 20-year-old. So I definitely have memories tied directly to his music. But he wasn't necessarily my influence. Mums was, and I mean, it all starts with his character poet. From Oz, and then I wrote a train ride with him, and I wrote a different poem, but I'm not reading that one today. But I sat on the train with him, and I don't get starstruck, because, you know, we New Yorkers, we see famous people all the time. I looked up and saw him on the opposite side of the train from me, and I just could not function.
Oh, wow.
I spent a whole bunch of time trying to figure out how to say anything to this man, and then three stops later, he was off the train. So I never said anything to him, but I was completely dumbstruck, just like, does anybody else know who is on this train with us right now? Like, do y'all not know? Y'all know who that is? I completely was, like, unable to function. And then I accidentally friended him on Facebook a year ago. So we only had, like, one real interaction between the two of us through that. Mm-hmm. But it was totally an accident. So it took me a moment to even realize who I friended. And then once I realized, I was like,
oh, wow.
I'm friends with Mom. What's happening here?
I love it.
It was because one of my friends was actually in Oz too. One of my friends from college was in Oz too. So, like, I have people who were connected to Mom. And I was like, oh, that must be who I think I'm looking for. I don't know why I've been looking for this other dude for some reason. Don't ask me. It's crazy. But, like, I was like, that must be that guy from school. And then I looked at the name and I was like, oh no, I'm Prince of Bums. How did this happen?
Classic. I love it.
And I mean, he's from the Bronx, you know, and I'm from the Bronx. We always gotta, you know, rep the Bronx. Half of the students who left my school went straight to Hayes, because that's
smart.
My school just fed into it. So
smart.
That's all, like, yeah. So
he went to Mount St. Michael, but hey, everyone's not perfect.
Oh yes. Sorry, both people from my school went to both, actually. My school fed both of those schools because we were a private parochial school. We weren't Catholic. But when they went to high school, they went to both. So a lot of people went to both of those schools. But, yeah, you know, whatever.
The brothers who made the wise choice came to Cardinal Hayes. It's all right. I'm just saying.
I'm not going to get into that one. I went to public school instead, so... And then I didn't go to any of the girl ones that were the ones, because everyone went to Aquinas here, but that's a whole other conversation.
That's a different conversation.
Exactly.
So
the poem is The Legacy of a Man, and it's dedicated to Craig Mum Grant. What is the legacy of a man? A black man, a man who didn't die under knee or shot in the back but unarmed by police. A man who just died as naturally as one can when black. I mean, diabetes and obesity are still systematically racist disease when you look at the groceries available in the inner city. It's obvious when thinking of how fructose-flavored quarter waters was how we hydrated ourselves on hot days in the Bronx. and I'm impressed that his lungs didn't deflate from the smog that filled our toxic air, another system set in place to secure the quick exit of black folks from this place. But that's not the concern at hand. How does one celebrate a black man from the Bronx who escaped being a statistic, a man who died with no static, other than the static he brought with his words? His death was so sudden it feels absurd, but no more absurd than his poem about roaches. Nothing feels the same when hearing his name listed with our other poetic ancestors. Our poet is dead. He took a one-way trip to Oz, and we left can't help but wonder what happens to his legacy. Poets whose pens he inspired be able to write the same again? Or will we burn pages furiously as we furiously try to secure the man's legacy as we spend our crafts? Will we be able to summon this man who was bigger than the Bronx, bigger than one genre? Will we write in search of him, find him in the words he left behind? Will that be enough to secure this giant's legacy? Shall we light eternal candles for him, knowing that his skill will last eternally, for the lessons he breathed into us that will stay with us for an eternity? Or will we forget him? If they aren't killed tragically, black men seldom get proper legacy. Actually, they don't get proper legacy when taken forcefully either. But those slain are those whose names we at least keep on our lips. Can we keep his on ours as the hours and days and years collect? How do we preserve the legacy of a black man, of this black man? Do we hum mums into every future poem we spin? How do I honor and protect this man's legacy when we only spent 3 stops on the D train together, with him unaware and me stuck silently in awe? We only shared a year of Facebook interactions, but there were years of appreciation for his craft. So again, I ask, how do I honor this poet, this rapper, this playwright, this actor, this black master of words, this man who words bow to knowing their match was met? How do I honor the legacy of this black man, of a man who spun poetry so easily? How can we little folks carry this king's legacy? And that's that piece.
My God, yes.
Damn.
My God, yes. Mm.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Yes! That's what I'm talking about. I loved that. I love that. Thank you. Thank you and thank you.
Thank you.
Represented for the Bronx very well.
There was a whole funeral ceremony, something for him a couple of weeks ago on his partners hosted it, and it was Bowery Poetry Cafe was actually the sponsor on it, and it's on YouTube, but I was watching it live, and that's when I was just listening to the things that they said, and I was thinking about the things I was feeling, and I was devastated. The moment I saw Kevin Powell write that he was gone, all I could write was no. Like, I couldn't write anything else. All I wrote was no as a response. Like, no. Like, that's not possible. And so listening to everyone and just thinking about what he meant to me as a writer, as a young writer trying to figure out how to do this thing at all, that's what I wrote this probably the day of that event, because I think I wrote it right after it was over, after listening to everyone pay tribute to him. So, yeah. I still don't play this one, but yeah.
Either one of them, because their voices just carry so much weight. So, yeah, I completely agree with you.
This is how.
Thank you both for having me and letting me jump in. And
amazing. Amazing, Queen. Amazing, Dara. Just, man, it's powerful. You are powerful. And I know Mums is probably looking down like, dang, sis, you should have said something on that subway. We
probably I was going to say the same thing. He's like, yo, X, she was on the train with me.
She was on the train with me, man. You hear this?
So, like, so my original poem about him, it's called Three Stops of Mums, and it's super short, but I'm not going to find her anything. But the poem says, like, how awestruck I was, because I really started writing it the moment we got off the train. And because I wanted to ask him, like, how do you keep writing when you don't have inspiration? And I just couldn't function. But I wrote it, and I was like, but he also picked up his pen and paper while we were on the train together after we made eye contact. I was like, did he write because he was inspired by me staring at him? Like, well, I will never
right,
know the answer
right.
to that.
that's just awesome. Just, man, I love it. Love it.
Yeah. Whew, okay,
nice.
Now y'all got me emotional. Thank you.
Thank you,
oh,
too.
Thank you. Thank you. Man. All right, we're going to send you one over to the Get Down Dance Floor so that you can stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. We thank you, you know, for your contributions.
Absolutely.
When you
thank
come.
You.
You know, tonight is poetry. You know, other nights it's War Council. You know, so, you know, we appreciate you. And make sure y'all get her book. Go get her book. Support her.
Yes, please.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Dara Kalima on her way to the Get Down Dance Floor to do whatever dance she'd like to do. Man. Man. Wow.
I told you. Epic.
Wow.
Epic.
Piece was amazing. We're going to keep this party going, and I'm very excited and anxious because this man gave us a challenge to scribe to something, and you know, now that he's here, let me give him an intro.
Yo, get it twisted. This rap shit is mine, motherfucker. A fucking game. Fuck what you heard. It's what you hearing.
It's what you hearing.
What you hearing.
Listen.
It's what you hearing.
Listen.
It's what you hearing.
Listen.
X gon' give it to ya.
What?
Fuck wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to ya. Knock, knock, open up the door.
All right. That's enough because somebody's jumping up out their seats. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah.
Double 34 Music, y'all. What's good, bro?
What an intro. Wow. How do I live up to that? Man. My brothers,
what we
how are
do.
Y'all doing tonight? That's what you do. Yes.
We're
that's
doing
how
pretty
you
good,
drive.
Man. How are you doing?
I'm chilling like Brother Man from Fifth Flow.
Nice.
What's good?
Nice.
Bro?
Yeah, I just need a sandwich. That's about it.
Just leave me a sandwich, Marty. Just a sandwich.
Yes, it is. Just a sandwich.
Well, you get your fill here at the Get Down because not only is it a dedication evening, it's an evening to hear everybody pay homage to two dynamic poets. And considering that you're a creative, I can't wait to hear what you brought to that table of creativity in honor of one or both of these two iconic poets.
Now, I'm going to have to check out Mums and do my research on that. Sometimes I got to do research, so I will have to do that. But you know this one's got to be about DMX.
Then let me advance, step out the way, and you come out to play, and go ahead and get on down.
Okay, now, I don't know if anybody's heard of this show before, but I named this poem after it, and it's called My Name is Earl. Had a dream the other night. I was sitting in a park on a sunny day, next to this guy I thought I knew well. I seen his videos and heard his greatness. He took bites out of the criminal entities known as the industry, but his demons were exposed in repetition, killing his reputation. I said, I know you by your stage name, but who are you really? He smiled and said, my name is Earl. So what are you doing here by yourself and no security? You're the great DMX, and it looks like you're searching for peace. All the fame and fortune being idolized by certain folks. Yet you look hurt, and personally, I see you purging for God. He said, you're right, because everyone treats me like a meal ticket. Because I'm talented and gifted and unselfish, unsettled, trying to uplift them. I'm beyond miserable, and even my children consult this voodoo priestess hired by Oprah and attempts to control what I used to be close to. Excuse me, brother, he said. I didn't mean to lose my composure. My life support is Jehovah. And right now my life on earth is no good. In this world I can't run wild, bathed and neutered, where my words are stuck in neutral. Up in here, my mind, I'm losing it. Don't need police reaching for the tasers to accidentally shoot me. I sacrificed my entire life for what I thought was hip-hop music. But you know who run this mother? A bunch of clueless, six-point star abusers, emasculating the true spit and calling it a new hit. So if you'll excuse me, I thank you for your time. Don't want no funeral. Just bury me with my ass to the sky. I'm not your Tupac or Biggie God, so don't build me no shrine. Once again, my name is Earl. Let those cats know who am I while the Lord give me a sign. That's that piece.
There it is.
And he gave it the bark. And he gave it the growl. Yes, sir.
There it
yes,
is.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. And he gave it the growl.
Wow.
I honestly did not know how I was going to spit that. I was not trying to imitate DMX, but it just came out.
I'm glad you got it out, and I'm more than glad that you gave it the growl. So thank you for that. Van Meadows.
Man. Listen, I love the way that you emphasize my name is Earl. And then he said, I'm not your Biggie or your Tupac gods. Don't build me no shrine. Bruh.
Yeah.
Like I said, I wrote this about maybe a few hours ago, and I didn't know where this was going. All I kept seeing is my name is Earl, and then it just went from there, and it's like I imagined him talking to me.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa.
This right here, brother.
Yeah.
This is some phenomenal
nice.
Ink right here. Phenomenal. Just phenomenal, bro.
Thank you very much.
But I got a feeling that
something
tonight's show
nice
you
coming.
Got some you got some work to do. Yes sir.
Yeah.
I mean, you already
your first two poems in the front. You know I'm adding that to my piece. You know that, right?
Oh, I can't wait to hear what you got for that.
I can't wait to hear.
You know I'm adding that to that piece that I invited y'all to do. You know I'm
yes,
adding
sir.
That.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Me either.
Yes.
All right.
Gonna miss
brother,
that,
going to, yeah, I'm going to miss him too, man. I mean, like I said, man, there were a lot of phases, you know, in my walk as a man that there isn't a DMX song that made me want to just get out of my seat or just growl or hurt somebody. It's like he had the right words to say at the right time.
Yes.
What you asked for, baby? Oh, man.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah, man. That's something else.
Well, all right, my brother, we're going to send you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, and we cannot wait for that outpouring of love via that track in honor of X, DMX, man. Just tag us when it's ready. Just tag us when it's ready.
Yes, please.
What?
Yes, please.
I know I don't have to ask, but you know.
Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor, It is our brother C-34 Music, y'all. One love, one mic, brother. Continue taking your socks off.
Poetic and J-Rob, one love, one mic.
One love and one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is to get down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and J-Rob, the wise son. Man, the dial-in number, if you're listening online, is 319-527-6300. Please dial in, and if you're here, when you get here, please press 1 to engage into tonight's show, honoring Mums and DMX. Please, don't let us have all the fun. Don't let us do all of the talking. We'd much rather hear from you than talk amongst ourselves. So,
amen to that.
Next artist on the mic, area code 917, welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello there, J-Rob. This is Judy from Brooklyn, New York. How's everybody doing?
Judy.
You fine, brothers?
Hey, Judy, how you doing?
I'm
Van,
fine. Just
this
chilling
is extraordinary.
You know, listening to this fine poetry, and I know Dara. You know, she's a wonderful author. You know, I have a few of her. I have one of her books, and I'm going to get the book about laughter and her memoir. So I can't wait to read that. You know, she's
Van,
a wonderful
author. Don't let Judy soft soap you, Van. This
she's
lady
doing a
right
wonderful
here,
job, man. She's doing a wonderful
woman
job,
is
man.
This woman is an exquisite scribe. On top of that, a phenomenal author. Okay?
So are you.
Okay?
Oh, man.
And
she's
one of the people whom I truly admire who's part of the Harlem Writers Guild.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's
thank
awesome.
You.
That's
I admire
so,
you, too. I love your poetry. It is just, as the kids say, it's dope. I don't know if
you said it right. You said it right, beloved. You said it right.
Okay. Oh,
yes.
Man. Well, this is a nice
welcome
experience,
to the Get Down.
You know. Thank you. I've been listening in, but I haven't, you know, read anything on the show in a while. You know.
Have
but,
you enjoyed what you heard?
Yes, I have. I just started a blog, and I wrote a little bit about DMX. I didn't know him. I knew of his music because the kid, you know, I was a teacher, and the kids would always talk about him. And I would sing that song. You know that song? You're going to make me lose my mind. You know, but I saw his video
that he did
about, I think it's called We Be You or We Be Us or something like that. And
we
it
be
is
us.
Just awesome. We Be Us. It is just awesome. I didn't realize that such depth that he had with poetry and imagery and, you know, metaphors. He was really a genius. Because he came from such a terrible existence of abuse right from his family, you know. But he loved women. So, you know, he had his moments. And I just wish there was someone to just lift him up. You know, African-American men need mentors and role models and someone there to lift them up when they fall down. And he fell down, but he got back up. You know, but it took a toll on him. I think it really took a toll on him, you know. So I didn't write a poem about him specifically, but I wrote a poem expressing, I guess you could say, my love for African-American men. And it was originally dedicated to the Central Park Five, but I think it's for brothers in general, you know, that I really wanted to express. The name of it is I Got You, Brother.
Well, then me and Van are going to step to the side real quick, and we're going to let you go ahead and get on down.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, I got you, brother. I have tasted your discomfort in this weary land, especially when NYPD and NYC Central Park treated you like an animal. I have seen you hustle, break down walls of pain that the blue globe taught you are invisible. I am from you. You are from Horus, Adam, Aton, Son, Imhotep, Tinkamanin, Sundiata, Nat, Frederick, Marcus, Nelson, Martin, Malcolm, Barack, Trayvon, and even Tyrone. I have smelled your impatience in rooms made of crystal, inhaling the smell of oakwood trees, honeysuckle, patchouli, gingerly waiting. I have seen your destruction firsthand by your own, others too, beastly and insecure at the displeasure of your success, thwarted by jealousy, the insecurity of global masses, so frightened of your exquisite intelligence, sensuality, charm, compassion, sexuality, brazen with barbaric vibes of colorism, classism, racism, plotism, brutality to destroy your magnificent treasures you have for the world. I have felt your touch against my umber breast as my bosom rose and fell against your body. Sweetness and care in the look you gave, tenderness and fine caresses for all folk, deserved or not. Light strokes of your lips against my stomach in darkness, light shades of grayness, hold me, you hold me. Mothers, daughters, sisters, aunts, cousins, grandmothers, us together. I have heard the laughter coupled with words so despicable, hateful, stressful of your skin's tone, color, that I learned from the womb to hold you in my thoughts, prayers, arms, close, to let you know, brother, I got you. Thank you.
Nice. We need more pieces like that where sisters uplift brothers. And let brothers know,
yes,
beyond anything else you got going on, we got you.
Yes.
Yes.
This is from,
yes,
my collection, yes, of my latest book, The Gathering of Gemstones, which is a collection of social issues and love and relationships and just poetry reflecting hope in an ever-changing world. And I wrote it in 2020. So, you know, this is from that collection.
Very nice. Very nice.
We're going through
very,
so much
very,
in this
very
world.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was going to echo what my brother said. No, it's good to have you. I was going to echo what my brother said. We need more sisters like that. Let us know that you got us. And,
yes,
I
we do. We always
you.
Have. We always have. It's the media that tells you that we don't, but we always have.
I appreciate you.
There you go.
Even when y'all were bad, y'all did some bad things sometimes. But we still stuck by you. We still stuck by you. You know.
Don't leave us. There you go.
There you go.
No.
Yes.
No.
Wow. Phenomenal. I'm so glad.
Yes.
I was so glad to hear you. So glad to have you. I hope that you won't make this your last time being here, because we'd love to have you back.
Yes,
no,
please.
I'll be back. I'll be back.
And thank you.
I'll definitely be back. You know, y'all are so funny and positive, and the poetry is just really amazing. So I love listening to y'all because y'all are so funny. Y'all are nice.
That'd be
it's really nice. It's really nice to hear y'all. You know, I love to hear the words of black men because, you know, they're inspiring, and most people don't really, you know, hear their perspective. You know, they see stuff that's negative, but they never see the real positive stuff. And y'all are doing some really great things. So I appreciate you very much. And please know that, you know, yes, we got you. We got you. The
That's
sisters
important.
Got you.
We appreciate you. And we got you, too.
That's what
we
I'm
got
talking
you
about.
Too.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now you got to get over there on that dance floor and let everybody know that Judy is in the house and she got some moves. Can you rock out with us and do that?
Yes, party up in here.
Let's go.
There it is.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Judy is on her way to get down dance floor. Please give her a warm welcome. And look. How about just this time y'all do the Soul Train line and let her come through?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All Canadians in the house.
Yes. There you go.
Okay.
There you go. One love, one mic, and continue taking your time off, baby. J Rob, you be holding out on us, bro. You be holding out on us, bro.
Come on, man.
You be holding out on us, bro. You definitely be holding out, man. All right, y'all. J-Rob, we're going to keep this party moving. Man, are you ready to see what and who is next? Are you ready?
Yes, please.
Are you ready? Let's cue up some music for this next poet, man. Let's.
Uh-oh! Uh-oh!
This is the fuckers shit I'm talking about. Half-rapping ass motherfuckers. You think it's a game? You think it's a fucking game?
Come on!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Akil Ali. What's good, my brother?
Yo! What's up?
What's poppin', man? What's poppin'?
What it is,
tell
King?
Tell him, bro.
What's up, J-Rob?
Hey, man, I can't call it on my spoiler. I'm just here to keep doing it.
Yeah, man. Y'all are hilarious tonight and a great show tonight. I'm feeling all the jam. Man, you took me back, man. Every house party, young 20s, you know what I'm saying? Throw them up, shut them up, shut it down. Oh, man. DMX was a movement. Rough Riders. I remember out of Philly when Eve first got down with them cats. We was like, Rough Riders,
yes,
we doing? You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because she used to dance in my club and shit. We like, what the fuck? Rough Riders, is that a condom? What? And she was gone, man. And we was like, next thing we saw with these cats, and we was like, okay. First, we was hating. But, and then we just respected the music. So, yeah, man. May God be pleased with him. Because he definitely was a troubled soul, man. Troubled soul.
Yeah. That he was, you know, he definitely talked about it, man. You know, he was troubled. But he had no problem with letting you know, man. Yeah, I'm troubled, but I know God's got me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Man.
And when I heard his mentor at the time, his big brother, you know what I mean, your play brother, put spiked his blunt, and those horror stories are real, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you thinking you trusted, you know, somebody who got the best for you and then put you on some shit. You know what I mean? It's just crazy. And then I understood his struggle because that's early in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You still popping dog water and somebody get cracked, but it's crazy.
Yeah.
That kind of shit is hard.
Yeah, man, I feel for the brother. The boy, Mom's, you know, I was a big Oz fan, you know what I'm saying? And from time to time, I would see him spit his shit, you know what I'm saying? Just in my travels or whatever. So, because it didn't click to me when they said his name. Actually, Red Riding Hood told me. She was like, and he heard by it. And I was like, Oh, and then when I seen his picture, I was like, oh, snap.
Right.
So, yeah, man, it's been crazy. And then my first cousin, man, we were like kissing cousins. My cousin gagged me. That ain't cousin. So we got caught in the closet, kissing. And everything. That's your cousin. Oh, no, Mike said he wasn't our cousin. You, my sister's child, and you, my other sister's child. Y'all cousins. And she just passed away just last week, man. It's like,
my condolences, bro.
Two of my
condolences, brother.
Oh, man. That's chocolate, beautiful, accomplished, intelligent young lady. And that was always our joke, man. That, you know what I mean? He's proud of that. You know what I mean? But, you know, y'all know, I come from a big family, man. 187 first cousin, yo. And second cousin. A lot of them. So when we lose a few, man, it resonates to our family. That's crazy. Yeah.
Yes,
sir. So it's been a crazy month, man. I lost my father the first Sunday of April year, and I'm still reeling from that. You know what I mean? So
sorry to hear that. Didn't know you was going through, man.
Oh yeah. You know what I mean? I try to stay busy, but you know what I mean? Life is short. So, you know, hey, man, I got love for anybody that got love for me. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
That's how it's going down.
I know what it's like to lose a father. So definitely my prayers to you in that, bro, because that's not an easy loss. There's an emptiness associated with that. And praying for you and your family for that.
Thank you. Actually, I know he's in a bad place. He was going through it. He was sick for a year. You know what I mean? Actually, more than two years almost. So I was so happy for him. Because there ain't no pain anyway. You know what I mean? Good brother. Wonderful father. Taught me everything I know. I miss our talks, but I remember, I mean, he used to talk to me. Teach me so much, and all I can do is just reminisce, and I thank you for that. I really do.
Yeah. Man.
Well.
So, question, bro, what piece you got in dedication to either Brother Mums or Darkman X?
Darkman X, when he said, y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Here we go. My call is
cool.
If I'm crazy. If I'm crazy, forgive me, because I just found out. For years I denied all my tripping out and what's been going on in my brain, telling all my inner voices I just got in frame. What's he saying? Explaining our pain. I worry about everything, everybody else's insanity, understanding their quirky tendencies. I saw what they saw. I heard what they heard. I was laughing when they gave me the bird. On my word, the secrets were always safe. I embraced them all and stood their way. All I'm saying, can you do the same? Without the ridicule, without the blame. Please do this for me. Let the free be free. What do you want me to say? I don't get to stop for being crazy. That doesn't work for me this way. Please don't deny me time to figure this out. All crazy people are special. What are y'all talking about? Now I know. You're not the first person to tell me so. Okay, I need tools to fix this. At least I'm not emotionless. I want to be just like you, true and me. But now I know I'm free to be free. Now, which one is it? Am I the crazy one or the one that's supposed to fix it? Did I fail to mention I just found out my mind is twisted? But I got to be the doctor and the patient. Never know when I'll be an earthquake. Praise the Lord, I'm happy today. Let's just say, for argument's sake, can you handle my truth or feel how I felt? Would you give me some help? Even when stuff doesn't make sense, help me. I'm new to this. It never matters when you're an OG. Come on, y'all. Let the free be free. For the record, I'm the good crazy. I only tend to hurt myself. Please don't tent up my peace. You're only fooling yourself. I don't play for keeps. I keep it moving. I may have sponsored my ruin. I'd rather let the whole house burn. I'll keep rolling the dice till it's my turn to see my G-O-G. Meanwhile, come on, y'all. Let the free be free. In peace.
Man.
What inspired this piece?
Man.
What inspired this piece?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I got to ask myself, is it the issue or is it a stroke? I'm tripping, but if I'm tripping, you know what I mean? Let me know. I can own it. You know what I mean?
It was a reflection,
just you know what I mean? Sometimes the switch do click. I gotta ask myself, you know what I mean? And then when I figured it out, and I was talking to a couple of situations, you know what I mean? And I was like, well,
you can't, kid.
Okay. If it's true, can you handle it?
Got you. Wow.
Basically.
I dug that.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely dug that, man. Like, man, that's just, man. And it was so, and it was so calm with it, man. So calm with it. You know what I'm saying? I was waiting for you to give a calm little growl at the end, bro. You know, you know.
But I'm that good crazy. You know what I mean? I'd rather hurt myself than hurt my loved ones. That's what I do. Guys.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Just
I
burn myself
that,
in the flame before I even go there. You know what I mean? So.
Yes, sir.
Facts.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, broski, before we move you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, I want to let everybody know what Black Love. Love Poetry series got going on?
Oh, man. We got the one and only Eric Crow Draven in the building on the Killer Elite show with April J. So we had Crow before, but it was just on the blog side, so now we want to put him on the Roku. And, yeah, man. And Mr. Wiss was doing it big with the one and only poet, Lost Child. So, yeah, we got some Tuesdays and Wednesdays coming through, 8 p.m. And spit, have some fun, hear some poetry, and see their likeness in the flesh right here on Black Love Poetry Series Network, where Black Love is all love. You heard?
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. Make sure you put that in the event page, man. And now you got to get over there on that dance floor, man, and show them what the Akil Ali can do.
Yes, sir. Indeed.
All right, brother. All right, one love. Continue to take your socks off.
One love, one night. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Man, that's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Akil coming through, representing, man. Hey, man. This next artist, man, is coming up on the mic, man. It's kind of hard to find the appropriate song for him, but I'm gonna give him this one right here, man. Joe the Verbal Mind Dancers in the building, y'all.
So,
yeah, doctor.
Stop. Shut him down.
Night, man. Yeah, man. You know,
good stuff, man. Good stuff. Yeah, thank you for stopping through, bro.
Hey,
thank
man,
you for stopping through.
It's a pleasure, man. It's a pleasure, man.
Man.
Much appreciated.
Appreciate the platform, man. Yeah, appreciate the platform. Man.
Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, man. You are one of the poetry community's pens that I respect highly. I respect your opinion. I respect you as an artist, you as a man, and let's talk about the two brothers that we're honoring tonight, because I know you have some insight on both. So, my brother,
I can only speak on DMX, Mr. Mum. You know, I was in some other things in another world, you know, doing the Oz thing, but yeah, DMX, yeah, that was a part of my day to day. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can relate to DMX, man.
Nice.
I was kind of old back when he came out, because you know, that was my kid's thing, man. But shit, I heard him. Hey, yeah, it fit into my frame of mind. So, yeah, I was digging DMX, man.
Hey, that's man. His joint didn't about. Matter what age. It's just let's get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the lyrics, man. It's all about the lyrics for me. He has it, you know what I'm saying? He delivers
man.
The way I like to hear it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes, he did. So, my brother.
Like that.
What piece would you like to honor the mic with tonight?
Actually, I'm going to read something I wrote, back when, man. I don't have nothing specific for these two cats, so. I'm just going to bring what I got, man.
All right, brother.
All right.
We're going to step back and have you go ahead
All
and
right.
get on down.
I just call Hip Hop Friday. Oh, me. Oh, my. They're not doing it like back in my day. I was on another trip when the Sugar Kill Gang started some shit. Don't sue me for my memory. I just remember me back then. back when there was a conscious effort and word sconces meticulously placed in your mind. We're headed for self-destruction. What the fuck, son? The youth spoke on corruption. Now they speak on consumption. Bling, bling, motherfuckers. Collecting hoes instead of lovers. Now we know who was undercover. Crack hit and ruined the spit of those conscientious brothers. The sisters fell into a spell of showing us your tail. The brothers fell onto the blade of act like you failed. Criminal minds from subliminal highs. Gold chains from those old chains and slaved the game we made. We went from essential back to minstrel. The chitlin circuit with no purpose but to entertain. Those broken chains reforged the game. We got ripped right back into slaves again. You drove your whip to your nigga's house. Shout out to party so you could rap about it. Dap about it. We still in the struggle. Now we don't give a crap about it. The times haven't changed as far as melanin shades. Rich or poor, we still the same. Activism had a rhythm back then. Now we act as if there was no back when. We're headed for self-destruction. In spite of the rules, I choose to be one of the chosen few. You see, hip-hop had style, it had mistakes, and it had these other breaks. Now I'm a relic, and I was jamming with Funkadelic, and my spawn heard hip-hop's call. Now if I let my daughters tell it, my middle child was a rapper, MC Light Fiend. Her group was for Wu-Tang, if you get what I mean. She complains to me now, it's not the same scheme. Did money kill hip-hop or the inrush of fame? Or crack cocaine? What I'm saying is hip-hop's not dead. I just think they're afraid to say it. Record labels don't play that. Your homie knows. God forbid you had to shed those tears to flow. That's what true hip-hop displayed then. Dissuaded men to act, including women. It's just not that politically correct when I'm flowing venom. Picked up feelings revealing the soul of me, listening to stories told of me. Ice cold holding me, I still rise to spit the ill. Cold killing as I dwell in my cell. Now we dwell on the cell of conscious means. Can we get back to reveal what the heart see? It's too much revealing of part C. Baggy jeans and Tim's and a hoodie, backward hat and a mic. Now I'm good, see? I could see the evolution, but this us on us backward revolution, all this material gain for the mainstream don't prove shit. Spit to the beat of struggle. Rapping about this shit I got hip-hop in trouble. That's my piece, y'all. Thank you.
Yes! Yes! Van, when he was spitting this, an image hit my mind. He on the porch, and he just chilling. And the young ones are saying, you know, have you ever heard of DMX? And he's like, what? Tell you something. And he go right into this piece. And everyone looks back and go, oh, shit. I think he do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like
absolutely.
This.
Absolutely.
I like this.
Thank
nice.
You, thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it, man.
Your vocals took it there for me, bro. Your vocals really took it there for me. So I'm grinning from ear to ear. My bad. You were speaking, Van. I apologize.
No. You're good, brother. You're so good, man. Yo, this, you know, this is the kind of piece, man, where you could just visualize DMX in the hallway. And this cat, this voice is coming out the studio, and he walking there to see his Joe the Verbal on the mic, and he's like, yo, son, let me get a piece of that. Hey, yo, son, let me get a piece of that, you know? And, because, man, this right here, man, this was really good, man. This Joe, man, you know how I feel about your ink, brother. This is an amazing piece, bro.
Hey, thank you, brother, man. Yeah. Thank y'all, man. You know, like I said, man, you know, yeah, DMX, man, I was rocking him, you know, last Saturday, man. You know, kids was over there doing some stuff, man, you know. Hey, man, can you DJ my party? You know, they want me to DJ their party and shit, because I believe I was jamming DMX and shit, because I was feeling that way, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
Man, DMX was a shit, man. DMX was a fucking shit. That's all I can say.
Yes, sir, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The kid was talking about Eve, man. Part of Rough Riders, man. And Eve wasn't no slouch, man.
Oh,
man. You know?
I'm still kind of in love with Eve on the for real. You know what I mean? Eve was dead.
I was just talking about her the other day. Like, I don't like her with long hair.
Was she in barbershop, man? Was she in barbershop?
Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah. Eve.
Oh, man.
For
real.
Yeah, man. DMX, man. Yeah. You know, he was a big influence, man, on, you know, a lot of cats, man, a lot of folks, man. This is music, just, you know, it grabbed everybody, old and young. It grabbed you, man.
Hey, man, absolutely. Absolutely. But, my brother, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor so you can show them the moves, brother, and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, man.
That's right. We right here. We ain't going anywhere.
No.
My bad. Go ahead, man. Chill.
My man. Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer on his way to the dance floor. He gonna be right here. Yo. Boy, man, this show is lit, man. When I say lit, I mean lit. But I got something for the next artist on the mic. Let me get some music here.
See, as a man, you should suffer. To survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I live long enough to see my kids.
Area code 562, welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, this is Venom, man. How y'all doing?
Oh, man.
Good, man.
Venom, bro.
Good,
that was definitely
you?
The right track for my brother. Man. What's good, bro?
Hey, I appreciate that, man. Man, y'all doing your thing tonight, man, in honor of DMX, man. I'm going to tell y'all a little something that this hit me hard, dog. I'm a West Coast dude. You know, I ride with my West. But DMX got me through some hard times in my life that I'm telling you that if y'all could understood times and songs that he put out, and where I was in my life at that time, it really helped me. You know, it either made you angry or it inspired me to get my butt out the dirt and grind hard, you know. And it was like something that I needed in my life, you know, especially after the death of Tupac, you know, out here on the West.
Mm-hmm.
We really didn't
mm-hmm.
have that hood dude no more, you know. We had came out of NWA, and then we went to Tupac, and Tupac was gone. So being in the essence of that, it was just Puffy, you know, and Mace, and that was just it, you know.
All
and
that
it was
pretty
like
music and shit.
Yeah, and so mm-hmm. it was like, dude, we need something grimy. We need something that's for mm-hmm. the hood. And mm-hmm. when DMX came, I mean, I followed him from his first single. I still got the first single cassette. I still got it. You know,
my man.
And
here you go.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm an old school hip hop head. You know, and so the things that I like to encourage both of y'all, if y'all get a chance, if you need me to send it to you, I can. They have a whole documentary on YouTube talking about the Rough Riders from the beginning to where they ended to where they are. Yeah.
The Chronicles.
Yes,
sir.
And
then they, you know, I, man, that sucker is 11 hours long, and I done watched it twice.
because it just really tells you how the industry was, and then in essence how each person, and as far as Rough Riders were, how they started with DMX. And I kind of, it kind of makes you sad, because it's like the industry needs people to build up the industry, right? They need artists.
Right.
So if an artist is bringing in the people, and then he says, hey, man, I'm bringing in 20 million people, you know, like, look at all
can
my albums that just sold. Can I get a piece of the company? And y'all tell me no? That's like a slap in the face, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, the industry is a dog, you know, and I tell people, you know, certain things that I've seen in my lifetime, being on the West Coast, diving into the East Coast, you know, I've been on different stages with hip-hop artists and stuff, man, that's big, you know, and the thing about it is they all have the same story somewhere down the line about the industry. And somewhere, I think you know how in regular industry, regular non-musical industry, there should be some form of a union. But you can't have a union in hip-hop. You can't have a union in record sales. If your sales are sad, they just cut you loose. So this dude, DMX, was going through stuff from a young age when he was introduced to crackhead, you know, and then to not have nothing, no one to love him. Only people that loved him, really, to be honest, I'm going to just keep it real, was his grandmother and a dog. That was it.
Yeah, right, right.
Everybody
his
else,
grandmother
it was
and
like,
his pit.
Yeah, that's it, you know. And that's kind of like a hard life, dude, to anybody to have to go through, you know. And then you figure out trust issues and stuff like that, man, you know, and to finally get the love from people. Like, and I got to admit, man, one thing I will say on the real, you show me a picture of DMX wearing some big flashy clothes and all of that. I need somebody to show me.
That's not how he did it.
You never see that. You never see that.
That's not how he did it.
He didn't do that. And I was kind of, I was so like, you know, it really got to me because I you know, I had done some research, like you said, research, you know, and there was a church in Yonkers. That was a church in Yonkers, and in Yonkers it was going under big time. DMX gave the money that he had from sales of, you know, records, and got the church back and gave it back to the pastor. Said, here, the hood needs this, and gave it to him. And it never was publicized until after his death. And everything he did, and he was a dude that can bounce back in the hood, and that's why he said, I'm in the hood all day. You know where to find
all
me.
All day. You can find me there.
And the same thing, like I said, you know, that he was a people person. I just told somebody, I said, even my kids know when they was young, I was always bumping DMX, you know, in the car, you know. That was my dude, you know. And it was like certain times, man, I'd be sitting in traffic, and I'm just trying to get through the traffic, and I got my DMX, and it kept me going, you know. Like, instead of blowing up on these people, I'm just like, I can ride with it. Let's do it, you know. And he always had love for people, you know. He loved people, man. And that's one thing I'm hoping that comes out of this. That, you know, that someone, there will never be another DMX in this generation, because this generation sucks when it comes to music. You know, they all about the money, but they you know, when it comes to lyricists and stuff like that. And I always say, any person that could go up against Jay-Z and hold his own, and even to the point where people say he won against Jay-Z, and I'm not a big Jay-Z fan. I've always been a DMX fan. But to show that battle and to see it and to know people who were there, and they say, yeah, X did it, hands down, he never lost a battle. He's the man. And, I mean, I'm not calling him the GOAT.
Yes, sir.
The GOAT for me is Rakim. That's the GOAT to me.
That's the GOAT for me, too.
Preach that.
That's the GOAT for me, too.
Preach that.
GOAT for me,
okay,
too.
There it is. You know, that's my man. You know, hands down, I don't care what nobody say, that's the GOAT. Now, anybody out there,
I was standing by your side. I was standing by your side with that one. Yes, sir.
That's right. I mean, you know, I know LL always talking about he the GOAT and all this, the mic on the man, you not the GOAT. Come on, man.
Nah.
You know.
Lyrically,
mm-hmm.
There isn't anyone that can stand next to Rakim lyrically, period.
I agree. 1,000%, I agree. So, you know, Now, see, this is the verses that I wish I would have seen that hasn't happened. I wanted to see Big Daddy Kane versus Rakim, but it never happened.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
And I've been pushing for it, man. I've been sending my little stuff in to him, like, why y'all don't make this happen? Because or I would take KRS-One against Rakim. I'll take that, too.
I'd take KRS-One against Rakim, yep.
Yeah. That would be a fly version. You know?
Yes, sir.
But yeah, I mean, you know, in regards, man, it's sad that we lost a great one, dog, and I you know, it's hard, you know, like I was in my office bumping. I haven't stopped bumping it since it happened, you know, that I've been bumping his music, cursing and all. I don't care. If they want to come in, I just turn it down, you know, and see what y'all want. Now I'll turn it back up, you know. But
There you go.
my whole thing is, you know, we still have to still celebrate his life. And I salute you brothers for doing this, man, you know, on this night. You know, making it happen, man, and the poet that came on before. And then, I'm going to give you one more shout-out on Mr. Poet's Mums, a.k.a.
Yeah.
Poet, and from my show Oz.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
Let me tell you, I met him when I first got into the game of poetry years ago. I didn't know nothing about nothing. And he did a show out here. It was a comedy show, and then they turned it into a poetry show afterward. And I got to tell you, he was 100% legit when he came to his mic, when it came to getting up on the stage and rocking it, when it came to just him just busting his poetry. If you ever Google his work, you'll see some of his stuff. It's like, man, it's like, and I like how they did it inside of the prison. You know, filming for Oz, they brought that to light on him as well. And that was his name on Oz, Poet.
Poet,
you know?
He's on the event page.
You know,
so we making sure that he gets his love, man. And thank you for noticing and remembering that guy, man. He was incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
I mean, definitely incredible. Yeah. And he was in a couple other little shows too, man. But that dude, man, I got to give him his mad props, man, because, you know, a lot of... You know, and just like DMX was a poet too. If y'all ever get a chance to look at him on Def Poetry Jam when he did his skit on there, man, it's like, dude, you know, same like with Rakim. He was on there. A lot of poets have been on there, and they don't talk about them as poets, you know. They just talk about them as rappers, but they started somewhere, and that's where they started, you know.
Yes, they did.
That's what it is, man. You know, so I salute y'all.
Thank you, Venom.
I salute you too, brother. So, thank you, brother.
So in that vein, good brother, I'm going to make the assumption that you got a piece you want to bless us with in honor of both of these cats.
And if you do,
me and Van are going to step away from the mic and let you get on down.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. I wrote this in between the brothers, you know, doing their parts and the sisters that was before me as well. So let's get it. You want to know why I'm a poet? Poet because people before me needed some words and told me how to say it the way that it needed to be said. So I just said, how can I do this? How can I glorify someone in high esteem who didn't want to be put on a pedestal, but who wanted to still be treated as the king? Well, this is what I put. We lost a dog, a real rough rider. And when you look for him in the hood, he said, we right here. When he was hurting, he asked the Lord to give him a sign. He said he had so much love for the game, so he told the people to stop being greedy. But when it was time for him to turn up, he asked everyone in the hood. He said, "Where the hood at?" He said, "We all sin, but when we do," he said, "don't be tripping. You only slipping. And when we were in need," he said, "this is how it's going to go down." He all woke us up one time and he says, "You know what? This is what I'm going to say." He said, "X going to give it to you." And he did just that each and every time. We're talking about 74 million records sold. He knew how to make people move. So he said, "Party up with me." He said, but when he felt pain and he was at his low point in his life of losing his grandmother, he wanted all to know, "Grandma, I miss you." And when the women were around, he asked these bitches, "What you want from a nigga?" And then he knew how to tell people what to do and how to move by telling them, "I need y'all to get it on the floor." And he didn't care of the rain or no sunshine. He said, "Bring your whole crew. And when you needed something," he said, "you know how to reach me. Get at me, dog." But beware of the alter ego called Damien. "And when you look through my eyes, be ready to meet him. Because there's one more road to cross. And when you did," he's telling you, "bring the noise. Might be a little dangerous. Might even cross bloodline. People might say, there's no love for me." He shed tears in a bucket, realizing he had hours to live. He was a battle rapper who took on all oncoming. He came out with the Born Loser and really never lost. He won the biggest battle of life to be loved by so many. So in the grand finale, the man with the growl, and an even bigger bark, left a major impact on the game and the hood and self and life. So let's party up in honor of the great DMX. Even though the dark is here, we have heavy hearts. He would say, "Just remember, we run shit." So on this night, we salute you, the great DMX. There will never be another to claim next in soon.
My man,
man. Oh, man. Oh, man.
I got to ask this question, brother.
Yes, sir.
I know you're on the West Coast. Where are you on the West Coast? Because I'm asking for a reason.
Yeah, I'm in Long Beach.
There it is.
Yeah.
Because I have a cousin in Antioch. I mean, Antelope,
okay.
And I have another cousin that's in San Diego.
Okay.
But cats from Long Beach, y'all have this particular, like, you could tell a cat from New York when you hear it.
Right.
And
right. I just had this
a cat from New York, when I hear you, I know I'm hearing Cali, but I'm like, I got to be specific because there's a particular way that y'all hang certain verbs. When y'all letting those words go, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to be wrong, so I got to ask, and I'm glad you said Long Beach, bruh. I got to give it up because I love how you put that together, and I love your cadence.
Yeah,
I love your cadence and how you put that together, bro. So salute, King. Salute.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you, man. I was just mad that, you know, y'all was talking to the fellas long enough for me to put this down real quick, man, because I was trying to, because I didn't know if y'all was doing a thing. I knew y'all was doing a thing, but I didn't know if it was just regular open mic or you was doing, you know, pieces in regards to DMX or the poet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, let me see if I can intermix this. And I just took the titles of some of the songs that I listened to, and I did it a disservice because there's certain songs that I hit. And I didn't know how much time I had. I felt like picking up my pen.
Yes, sir. There you go.
Like
there you go.
So I was like, I didn't want to say.
Yes,
yeah, so I said, man, I didn't want to have to take my socks off. So let me just cut it right here, man. So, but yeah,
I know that's right.
I appreciate y'all, man. It's always good to talk about hip hop, man. It's always good to talk about hip hop, brother.
You know what, man? We might have to have you back. talking about hip hop because there was something in your commentary that struck me because you talked about N.W.A. Pac,
right?
Then X, right? I think Pac was the only exception. Like Pac didn't wear a lot of flashy stuff unless it came to his jewelry.
Right.
But N.W.A. Them cats wasn't about wearing nothing flashy. They was about wearing straight thugged out gear.
Yeah.
And the difference between rappers then, those kind of rappers, and the rappers we got now, the rappers want to be flashy because they want to impress the ladies. See, N.W.A., they had that song, a bitch is a bitch. They didn't really care.
Yeah.
You either
going to
be with me or you not.
You're
period.
Right. Right.
No matter what I got on, because if you don't do it, somebody else will. So, I think I want a dialogue about that. We're gonna put that together. I think we want a dialogue about that.
Let me
know. Just
holler at me, man.
Yeah.
You know how to hit me.
Absolutely.
Hey, I appreciate
y'all,
right brothers, on. Man. Thank you.
I appreciate you too, brother.
Y'all have a good
one. You too, man.
All right.
Salute to you. Salute to you, Venom. Thank you for coming through, bro.
Oh yeah.
Real spit.
Sure. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our brother Venom on his way to the dance floor, man. And what a piece, man. What a piece. And, hey, man, you know who we got next, man? We got a cat
who
that's coming up next. But before we let me just give him a little bit of – let me get a little bit of intro for him, man. Let me get a little bit for him. Hold on.
Yeah, man. What these bitches want from a nigga? What these bitches want from a nigga? What these bitches want from a nigga? Dog, I meet bitches, discreet bitches, street bitches, slash, cocoa puff, sweet bitches, make you wanna eat bitches, but not me. Yeah, niggas eat off the plate all you want, but not D. I fuck with these hoes from a distance. The instant they start to catch feelings, I start to steal in their shit. Then I'm out just like a thief in the night. I sink my teeth in the bite. You think your life, I'm thinking more like, what's up tonight? Come on, ma, you know I got a wife. And even though that pussy cat, I'm not cool.
Come on, ma, you know I got a wife. Javi, talk to him, bro. Talk to him, bro.
Sir, I know not what you speak of. I am not anything of that sort, son. I would not want to call the woman out of her name.
Did you want me to get to the chorus so you can yell out all the names?
No, sir. Nay, sir, I say nay.
I say nay, sir.
Good day, sir. Good day. Good day for that, sir.
Mahavi. Bruh, what they really want, Javi? What they really want?
I would not know, sir. I am not in that realm. I do not understand those things. You're selling my reputation, sir. You're selling my reputation. You're trying to defame my character, sir.
Sir, I know not know what you speak of.
I know not what you speak of. I spend my days reading my Bible, sir. I read the Bible. I know scripture. I do not know.
He said, mind you, as I swim in conviction with the Bible. I know not know.
Absolutely.
No, sir.
Nay.
I say nay to thee.
Good day, sir.
Man.
Good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Mahavi, Epiphany's host of the Hidden War Council, Honey Trippers. Fly Speak, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, and all that other good stuff.
Presidential candidate, congressional leader.
Right.
Representative.
Y'all gonna be mad. You know, May is gonna be the month of no poetry. No, actually, no. We're gonna have poetry at the beginning of the month, at the end of the month, but in the middle, because we have to do another Marvel versus DC, and I promised Paul Kane, because you know when the Snyder Cut came out, and he was like, yo, the Snyder Cut, and we was just getting at him. And then the Snyder Cut came out, and we was like, I was like, oh shit. I was like, oh, he's kind of right about that. he's kind of right.
Yeah, he was.
He was. So I apologized to him, and I said the third week in May we would do the Marvel versus DC podcast. But Derek John Onari, he's going to come. You know, my favorite Harvard lawyer is going to come because he's like, forget Paul. I don't care what he says about that. So it's going to be a nice little terse argument between all of us all together. So it's going to be nice. That's going
to
be fun. I'm just saying that. Just telling y'all because
good.
I talked about that tonight.
Good.
Yeah, so. All right. So, gentlemen, this night, to get down, we done got on down. Venom was spitting. Now people are spitting.
Wasn't
and then somebody who was a sucker showed up. I don't know why. Man, listen, I ain't going to talk about it. We're going to keep it PC for the FCC. I understand.
Sir.
PC for the FCC.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
For the FCC. I got you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, but you know, I'm just keep it there because, you know.
Dr.
That's
yeah.
what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm going to do that.
Mojave.
Broski. Yes. Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Yes.
Mums. Van Meadows has a question for you.
A.K.A. Poet DMX. Let's get into this dialogue, man. Let's talk about it.
I know.
Okay, I'm not talking about DMX. Everybody talks about DMX. That's not my wheelhouse. DMX is not my wheelhouse.
I know you know Mums.
That is actually true. I didn't know Mums. Actually, I knew Craig. Yes, I did.
Come on.
And actually,
I knew
Craig by via the Vibe Chameleons, which was a super group put together by Walter Madu, who was also one of the people who organized deaf poetry and a lot of different things. And he's in a lot of commercials, too. You may not know when you see him, but he's there, especially if you see the Jets commercial with New York and you see black guy, thick, the Jets commercial. He's also in a movie with a few other people. However, I worked for the Vibe Chameleons, booking them upstate for University of Albany. I'm very close to one of his forebears. His name is Jasiri Cafelli, who my son is actually named after, and they were all in a super group together, and I have been to their shows and back and forth. And my first inception to the New Eurekas was because of Craig, Jasiri, and Soul, who were all members of the Vibe Chameleons, which when the movement of spoken word really started out, the Brooklyn Moon Cafe, they were people
mm-hmm.
who were the principals in that
Fulton
actual
Avenue.
Thing that was actually happening. Yes. And so I would take vision quest trips because I read in the Vibe about it, and I was like, okay, how hard could it be? And literally from me reading the Vibe article to seeing them on BET to actually knowing them in person, and then actually Jasiri Cafelli staying at my house because he was doing a tour and going back and forth. And he actually used to pay for Oprah, but that's all another story. And then when they celebrated Mum's death on Clubhouse, I brought Jasiri to Clubhouse to speak on Mum's. And to, you know, tell about the history and all the other stuff that was happening. So with anything else, he's a cool cat. He smoked a hell of a lot of weed, but he really was larger than life in many different ways. And he was very cool with some of my contemporaries and people rock with, Jamal St. Johnson. You know, people for all kinds of pictures and stuff like that. I have pictures with them too. I just couldn't find them because they're in storage somewhere. But, yeah, him as a poet, he had always maintained his particular thing, and he actually had this dope thing that he did with Soul called Blue Skies, and it would be like you remember that, right? So
yes, sir.
Yeah, so I was able to actually see all of this happening in a lifetime. I connect to a lot of poets. I don't do a lot of talking about the history and the things that I know. Like, you know these people? Because I think people clout chase when they do that. But I did think that it was cool. This is a sidebar. It has nothing to do with Mums. I was into the African American Museum history in D.C. And so Jessica Caremore was on the screen, and people was being amazed. and they was like, yeah. I said, yo, she's amazing. They said, oh, wow, such and such. And I was like, yeah, I can see nowhere. And they was like, no, you don't. So I called her on the spot.
Any smart man would
put
do.
Put on speakerphone. And then people's like, oh, you actually know these people. I said, I know all these people. I know this person. Stop playing with me. Anyway, but with anything else like that, you respect the work. Like, we as poets are always moving and being and becoming and doing things. So what we do now may not make sense, but in the future it will be something to somebody else. So that's the reason why we do what we do. And Mums, and so actually the funny thing is, Jasiri told me, is like, he used to be like not coming to practice and all this stuff, didn't like it. And then as he got more serious about his life, everything that Jasiri would tell him, he now actually, you know, he's like, I understand exactly what it was, because he was missing out on opportunities, you know, just naturally being him. But everybody came to love him for who he was because he always had nothing but love to give to poets and good advice and who he was and everything else that was going on. So, you know, cool shit.
Exactly.
And actually, if I find the video, I actually got videotape of them doing a show at the New Eureka, which is crazy, which is nuts. But it was really, like, crazy how they could rock out like that. Like, and so my Free Will and Kinetic style is somewhat borrowed on a smidgen because of those shows. It let me know that you can do anything with poetry. And my mind has been open ever since. So I thank him for giving me the idea to open up my universal mind to accept more creativity than I ever hoped to have. So
phenomenal, bro.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
I knew you knew him.
I didn't hear you. What did you
say? I'll get into the house. I said I knew that you knew him because before Mojave and I found out that indirectly we were family, Mojave and I was in a lot of the same circles. So when Javi used to look at my pictures, like, I know this dude, and I'm doing the same thing. I'm like, yo.
It's called discernment. And it was the weirdest thing on the face of the planet because I was like, yo, why does this dude, like, I could look at anything, and he would always pop up with the same face. And I was like, who is this dude? I was like, yo, who is this? Like, every picture, he'd pop up. And I'm like, I knew God was trying to tell me something. I just didn't know what at the time. I was like, I'm going to cross paths with this cat. I don't know who he is. I just know that he was taking pictures of people in the party and all this other stuff. He just kept popping up. And then lo and behold. And then I called
my
him. You said what?
I said, lo and behold, my family.
Yeah. And then long story short, I was like, yo, didn't he? Like, I remember our first time I called him, I was like, yo, this is a cool cat, whatever. Right. And he normally doesn't pick up his thing at work, so that was unusual. But from Messenger, he never picks up a Messenger from work. He just doesn't. But he did it for me that day. It was weird. All right. But we were doing the family tree, and my son was looking and talking. He was like, yo, blah, 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 our family, the Robinsons, blah, 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 because my grandmother's, her maiden name was Robinson, right? She was Robinsons, right? So we're going through all this other stuff, and we're talking, I'm my cousin Ricky, all this stuff, we're talking about all the different families in South Carolina, and I was just like, you know, and I'm looking at this, and I was like, yo, didn't Jay Rob say Robinson from South Carolina, blah, 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 such and such? So I said, what are the odds? So we traced it to this, you know, Charles Robinson and what you call it.
Yep.
I sent Jay Rob. I said, hey, who are these people to you? Right? Now, he didn't even know that we had the story before. I had the story before I asked him and how the family split and all this other stuff. And so then he gets on. He starts talking, and he tells the story perfectly. And
yeah.
What did I say to you, J-Rob?
How do I tell you this? You're my cousin.
We related.
I'm like, get the fuck out of here. But listen, we can have that story and entertain people for a minute. I'm dying to hear what piece of ink you dripped in honor of Mums.
Okay, I'm not going to say that I dripped any honor, a piece of drip, but I will tell you the first time I experimented with a poem because of something he did, it was another different piece that he did where he was doing personification and stuff like that. So the first poem I wrote after that, and this is a very, very old poem, very, 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 I'm not even going to tell you how old it is, but it's an old poem, so I want to read that poem.
Go.
All right. I have three poems in my head, three of them running around like three badass baby kids that won't go nowhere, won't sit down, won't sit still, won't shut up. They keep touching everything. They keep touching each other, tracking their feet in my mind's eye, leaving my mind early. And I've tried talking to them. I've tried to calm them down, saying, look, I just need to concentrate so I can get you out. When one was screaming, the other one started to shout. The first one said, shit, I'm going to be some hot spit. Hardcore more, I take no prisoner. I rob you of your senses, bust your ears wide open, have you bleeding like menses. I'm the original rude boy poem, so blunt. I get your high mind off of all kinds of ism, racism, classism, sexism, exploding like jam into your frontal lobe that leaves a sick-ass poem that fucks up your imagination, leaves her pregnant with freedom. I'm a dangerous poem, one that makes the most ignorant think. The bully that revolution is had my thoughts in a headlock until I negotiated him for the stop and The next poem with the attitude, the cop was a love poem, and all she wanted to do was steal it on the reel. I heard so much about her, like supposedly her and imagination got each other off so many times. If you could resist a rhyme, she could screw a haiku into having a premature capitulation, break up a couplet, some prose into some holes for mental masturbation. But she said, oh, she wasn't that type of poem. She said she was faithful and ready to the reader, a lover, to the listener. For those who could wait and kiss her, they would find her wet with fantasy and dripping with dreams, so artful and skilled she could enter into any imagination and leave them fulfilled. But I killed all notion of that. Told her to step back, because a gang of hoes ran too many quatrains on her too many times. I mean, how many times can you come within a rhyme? I mean, how many ways can you count the years, months, and days past making love by candlelight in a rose petal-filled tub, incense burning, bathing in passion, desire, yearning? This trip down lover's lane was one I refused to take, so I told her to break. Her perfume was giving me a headache. And the third poem was, how do you describe? He was confused. He said, see, me? So I'm the good poem. I'll be an unforgettable poem for you. Upon hearing this word, I thought that there might be some words, because what he might be saying could actually be true. I knew he might be the poem that came out in drops, written in poetic moments on napkins and desktops. He could be that one poem running about while you was walking the hood, only to get some paper and lose him for good. So I get ready to write and ask him what he'd be like. He said, I'll be that truest type poem. I'll be that bluest type poem. One that's always down for the cause. Seeing me, you'll get applause. Women will drop their jaws, because my pen poetry game is tight. You won't go home alone on that night. I will expire in mindsets and bless them with jewels and nuggets of wisdom. When you leave, they'll say, who turned off the light? I will be lyrical, platinum to your verbs will bling bling. I will have the crowd testifying, ready to sing. Let me out, I'm getting ready to do my thing. And he had me feeling type of strong, and right now he could do no wrong. But when I got the paper, that motherfucker was gone. Had me mentally constipated. Think back on that pimp game as he was kicking it. Then I realized, this motherfucker's the type of poem that talks shit. Fucking wannabe poem, never had no flow. Quick spit from tree poets hoping their legend would grow. A hoed's best friend, a poem they will always throw in most open mics when their verbal precipitation is like snow. Sick of his shit, he had to go. They all had to go. So I pulled out my John Hancock Glock and put those asses in bind. I said, yo, put your hands up and reach for my mind. Tell revolution to yo, you come out first. Put your rhymes in my head, lay down your weapons verse by verse. Love came next and intellectually pornographic. She ran up on me trying to kiss me on my neck, trying to get me mentally acting. And I was like, slow down, sister. Don't make me fill this hole with holes. You want to slide your ass? Shake your ass down this pole. I sent this her to my penile. She chilling in my pen. I ain't seen her in a while. But that last poem was pleading, saying, yo, look, I feed the shit at readings, and all the spoken words, just tell me how I got those punchlines that'll make it hot. Yo, I got the love poems that make the ladies give me what you got. Yo, whatever you need, I'm versatile. I'm bi-textual, if need be. If you write and let live and spit and let be. I said, nigga, you will not have me looking like a tree poet or oversexual like a hoe. There's no doubt. I said, you the type of stupid poem that gets me stabbed in a shootout. So I blew his brains out. Laid him to rest, covered in a white sheet, six deep lines of blue line, eulogized him in O's and gave him respect and rhyme. And when the prose police show up, my defense will be, I'm not guilty by reason of poetic insanity. Poem.
Yo, Jay.
Brooklyn Moon Poetry, y'all.
Yo,
what's up, man?
Jay. Yo, Jay, I gotta do it. Gotta do it. I gotta do it, man, because it's peace.
Give it!
What these bitches want from a nigga? What these bitches want from a nigga?
I had to do it, man.
You had to do it.
Really?
Especially when he got to the part where he's like, man, I had to blow his brains out. What these bitches
right,
want?
Right,
from
right. Exactly. That part.
Brooklyn
Bro.
Moon Poetry. Yes,
bro.
Sir.
That was some serious ink right there, bro. That was some serious ink right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I used to write like that. I don't write like that anymore. Sorry. I can't do all the voices and the energy.
I differ, but yeah, you know how much I'm a fan of this kind of poetry when you do it.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to calm down. It's been a hell of a night.
Yeah,
I'm trying to calm down.
This was tight.
It's been a super dope night. Cause you know, here's the thing. It was right. So I was talking to J Rob beforehand. We was talking, blah blah blah. You know, we's doing what we do. You know, and then actually I talked to Van. Actually, the day was crazy because I talked to Van. And I you know, we worked it out. You know, and so now we can get the good music out. Right. So then we was talking to J Rob, and then I got an interview. And I was on interview. I was on IG Live, and then you know, and that was a person. We're not going to talk about it. But I was like, they was like, oh, snap, you really know what you're talking about. I was, yeah, that's kind of what I do. Hey, that's what happens. You ask me, I answer questions. It's good. And then I was waiting online to go. You know, there was, you know, we're not going to talk about that because I said PC for the FCC. We're going to do that. But someone went and got me. Someone hit me on Instagram. Was like, I need you to come to this room, right? So the room, I didn't know it was like this whole thing with the sexologists, and they're actually pretty famous, and they have this whole thing that they've been doing. It's on YouTube and all this other stuff. I didn't know they had a room on whatchamacallit. But she was like, listen, I came and got you because of the Honey Drippers, because I need them to understand what the Honey Drippers do, and I only promote things that I actually personally take part in and love, and I love the Honey Drippers, and I really want you to come to the room. So, of course, I go into the room, and they ask me to spit, and they ask me all these questions, and then I got a whole bunch of people following me, and then people just be showing up at 4 o'clock, and then I was like trying to do that. And right before I got off and got everything else, and I was listening to Blaze. I mean, not Blaze. I was listening to Venom spit. Then you pulled me in, and then I got here, and it was a great day because I got to hear my brother do their thing with him on the get down, and it was just a lot of fun. And I love everything that's happened. I support you, and just never, if I never said nothing, let me say this: I fucking love to get down. It is the dopest motherfucking shit around. It is the Thursday night absolute party fest that we need in this poetry world, and makes everything happen, that even people who hate everything about it come back because they need that love, that energy, the things that you two brothers do, the energy between you two, the camaraderie, the love that you show to each and every poet that steps on the stage is amazing. And you two should be commended. If I never said nothing, no matter what happens, guess what? You motherfuckers are the best, and I love the both of you. Thank you.
God bless. Oh, man. Don't forget me, old Mr. Ida. Wait, J-Rap.
Fellas, come on in. Give me love.
Give me love. Bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in, Daddy. Bring it in. There you go.
Thanks for that.
Bring it in.
Y'all laughing, bro.
No, we know you're serious, bro. We serious too, bro. We love you too, man, and we appreciate that, man. It, you know, we feed off of each other, and we feed off of you guys, the poets, man. And you know, that's why we need each other, man, to keep this going. But before we usher you over to the Get Down dance floor, man, talk about what's popping off on Tuesday night on your show.
Yo, I'm glad you asked me that question. I was actually gonna hang up before I did that. So check this out. It is the Swanky Savages Takeover. All right, Swanky Savages is a group that we met on Clubhouse. It's the first group I ever met. It's super dope. It's where almost all the dopest poets in the entire Clubhouse come and do it. And, you know, it's run by Darrenny Miller, who's come on the show and all this other time to write points. It's a global ad agency. They really do a lot of stuff. But they're going to be in Denver on 420 with the 420, doing the 420. And they're going to do a live thing on our show, and we're going to actually put them on Clubhouse, and they're going to basically have all the poets there coming and touch the mic while they're here, and you get to come in on 420 if you believe in 420, if you're 420, you're 420. We'll be here doing that, and that's going to rock out, and it's going to be super dope because some of the dopest poets on the planet are going to be over at that retreat, spitting it here for us here on Epiphany Radio Universe. It's going to be super duper dope. It's going to be crazy. Now, the following Tuesday, it's going to be some honey dripping. There's going to be some honey flowing sweets. We have some special things planned. You want to make sure that you get there early. We are going to flood the lines. It is going to be lots and lots of honey, pure, sweet, dripping, all that good stuff. And then the first Tuesday in May, for my birthday, May 4th, right before the Cinco de Mayo, we are doing Thick, a celebration of full-figured and curvy women through poetry. It is going to be quite excellent.
Ooh,
quite
my
excellent.
God.
Quite excellent. Please prepare yourselves
because this is unlike anything else that you know. This is all about the celebration of the thick, the curvy, the beautiful. And we're not just talking about the bodies. We're talking about their minds, their creativity, their art. It is going to be hellified, I promise you. And then we go to Toxic Part 2, Men's Pain, appropriately subtitled by Miss Tanya Gordon. Tanya Gordon, she said Toxic Supermen. We're going to talk about men and their
I
pain.
Like that.
And if women
toxic
have ever.
I like that.
Yes. If women have ever, you women, right, if you've ever caused a man pain, and we're going to talk about men's pain. Because a lot of times, because we're supposed to be men, we're supposed to take it, we're supposed to, you know, we're supposed to be strong and not cry and all this stuff. No, we're going to talk about emotions. We're going to talk about brokenheartedness. We're going to talk about being broken by the women that we love. And we're going to have women there. So it's not this. It's not going to be about victimization. It's going to be about men expressing themselves and some type of accountability and women actually supporting it. So be ready for it. It's going to be a different type of show that you may not be used to. But trust me, it's going to be off the rails. I promise you.
All right, brother. Get on
right,
the get down dance floor. Stick around. Do the Huckabuck or whatever new you want to premiere this week. Ladies
no,
and gentlemen,
like
that is Mojave, one hat, the host of all of those shows. You know, he just ran through. I swear I said next week. He's already in the May, so you know how Javi do. So stick around, Brody. Enjoy the rest of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, man. Jay, are you ready for this next poet to come on his mic, man? And
bring him out.
It's been a moment since I heard him, so I'm going to give him this particular track right here.
This is the fucking shit I be talking about.
Yeah.
Half rapping ass motherfuckers. You think it's a game? You think it's a fucking game? Come on!
Ladies and gentlemen, he is none other than Wolf Hour's own divine demon in the building. What's good with you, bro?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing? Excuse me. How y'all doing?
What's good with you, big bro?
Good,
how's everything with you?
Good, man.
Everything is everything, man.
Right on. It's good to hear you, man. It's good to hear your voice. How's everything been?
Yes, sir.
It's good, man. You know, trying to get back to get used to these people who think the world's going to open up immediately and still don't know how to social distance. But, you know, I'm wiser a little bit. So, you know, just doing my part to stay smart, put it that way.
Yes, sir.
Right on.
Sir.
Right
absolutely.
On.
How you doing,
right on.
In a minute, man.
Man, I'm doing good, bro. I'm doing good, man. Just enjoying life, you know.
Yeah, I see you out there jet setting a little bit. Well, I should say cruising in the whip, but you'll be out there a little bit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just a little bit, man. You know, I keep my mask on, though. Don't get it twisted. I'm unmasked in the car, but when I'm out of the car, I got my mask.
That
I thought superheroes
all we
had
do, all we're doing is following my man while he's on tour. You know what this is.
Wait, y'all didn't hear that.
No.
I thought superheroes always had a mask on.
This brother got a crazy work ethic. You know, took a plane to 60 shows, caught a bus to the 62nd, just touring.
Just touring. That's what I was doing, man. That's definitely what I was doing, man. Ain't no doubt about that, man. I just refuse to not live life anymore. I'm going to live it. I've been blessed with it, so I'm going to live it. Regardless of what I've been through, I'm going to live life. And if you're with me. If you're not, then we're just going to keep it moving, you know?
Right. Yeah. I understand, and as I say, I overstand.
That part. that part.
So my brother.
So, go get him, man.
Go ahead, Jay. No. You go ahead, Jay.
No. Divine, Demon.
Yes, sir.
DMX. Mom's the Schemer. I'm going to make the assumption that you penned a piece in honor of one or both of these good brothers. And I, for one, along with Van Meadows, would like to know, along with Poetic, would love to hear what you just inked. So if you are locked and loaded, me and Van are going to step away from the microphone and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right. I'm doing something a little bit different, but I hope y'all can rock with it. Lord, give me a sign. Please give me a sign, a message, or a symbol. My life's being rough, wasn't meant to be simple. My civil rights eradicated like dust in a thimble. They call me uppity old-fashioned like I live in a mansion. That's so far from the truth. I watch me get loose. How many sweet rhapsodies can I produce? Quiet as a hummingbird, but I know a couple of words. Call it a gift, a blessing. I guess that's what I'm good at. I'm blessed beyond measure. Still know where the hood at. Please show me a sign so I can know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm going to find all in time. Show me how to teach the mind and reach the blind. Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. As I'm going through, whatever you want me to, just let me know what to do. Because I'm about to lose my mind up in here. As long as God is my life, I have no fear. Is there a stain or disdain in my atmosphere? If I dissect my dialect, are the atoms clear? Get at me, dog, because X was here. Lord, show me a sign. I know you're with me now. Keep it real with me so you can show me how. Let me take your hand. Please guide me. I walk slow. Stay right beside me. Life or death, I can't live a lie. I'm going to get it because I try. I won't quit until I die. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. So let me spit this shit so I can make it proper. Lord, give me a sign, word after word, line after line. I didn't create this. It was just designed. Put in neon lights, call it D sign. Put your deuces in the air, that's a peace sign. Closing out these flows in a tight rhyme. Show me a sign before the end of my lifetime in peace. Just to get the John Demon.
You see that D sign? That D sign is a peace sign.
Yo, bruh. First of all, man, I like the difference that you brought to close out the show because you're the last poet tonight.
Wow.
And that piece, man, that piece was everything, man. You know, I paid attention to your rhyme scheme in there, and one that got me was Produce and Get Loose. Bruh, I felt like I was back in the late 80s listening to like some old school hip hop and just vibing with those rhyme schemes. And then the calmness in your piece, but the force that came with the words, man. Bruh, I love that piece, bro. Dope ink, bro.
Appreciate it.
You see that D sign? That's a peace sign. That's my shit. I'm rocking that for the next couple of days. That's my shit.
Yes,
I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting that. And when he dropped it, I was like, ooh, how come I didn't think of that?
Could I hear the music? I never can tell. Could I hear the music, or was it too low?
Yeah, we could hear it.
On,
it was
the music was on point.
Okay. It was low, but I knew what it was, man. So you know, it's all good, man.
Okay.
Yeah, the music was on point.
The best I could do, and I actually some of the lines were actually the original lyrics from his song. Give me a sign. So I just kind of fused them in. I made a mix up what is, you know, the titles and put some of my words in there too.
Yes, sir. Put all of the
you did your thing on that.
You definitely did your thing.
Couldn't nobody tell. Couldn't nobody tell. That came out really hot. I like that.
Appreciate it.
Man.
I'm good now, Van. I'm good now. I'm in a good space.
Okay. Okay, bro. I'm in a good space, too. The Divine Demon, man. We're going to send you on. And man, first of all, man, let me say this, man. It's good to hear you back on the mic, bro. It is so good to hear you back on the mic.
Yes. Yes,
you know,
and thank you.
I'm glad you're back. I'm definitely glad you're back, man. You're one of my favorites, bro, and I dig your ink. So I'm glad you're back, bro. No doubt.
And you know what? Before
you
y'all put me out
missed.
Here, you know what? I was just going to say, before y'all put me out on a dance floor, I don't miss on purpose. I miss because things come up or I'm hanging out with the wife or something. But when I do miss, I'm actually mad. I'm like, why didn't I go to the show? Why? I'm mad at myself, for real.
I feel you, bro.
Hey,
I feel you,
bro. But, bro, family always comes first. And Van and I understand that more than anything. So if I got to take second fiddle to the wife and to the little ones, I will take that back seat every day. So when you get a chance to bless us, it's a treat for me and Van.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate that. And one more thing before I go. You know when people say, or when For Real Zone, and he says, I'm going to do the Huckabuck. I didn't even know that's a real dance. I found out like 2 or 3 days ago. That's a real dance.
My man.
I'm so serious. I didn't know that.
You know, man, the coolest part is he's like, yo, I didn't know that was a real dance.
Right.
That's the coolest part.
Oh, man.
That's the coolest part. He's like, yo, he wasn't playing. That's a real dance.
He's not playing. That's a real song, man. Real song.
That's cool. That's cool as hell. All
right, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, my brother Divine Demon Wolf Hour Zone on his way to the Get Down dance floor. I think he said he wants to try his hand at the Huckabuck. So, ladies,
I'm
going to
say that like, okay, I'm going to do the box.
There you go.
All right, bro. One love, one mic, man. Continue to take your socks off.
All right, y'all stay cool.
My man.
Wow. Divine Demon on the mic. Yo, Jay, man, I am so full, man. I am so full from this show, man. Wow.
This was an emotional roller coaster, bro, because when we initially started this, I was really into my feelings. When I did the piece, there's a couple of people that hit me back channel that hit me, you know, while we was doing the show, and they were like, yo, I could tell your emotion because I don't get to spit that hard anymore. Because, you know, I went in a different direction within the last 5 years. But it was just emotional. And thank you for seeing fit to meet me when we had the discussion. And you and I both said at the same time that we had to do a dedication show to DMX and, you know, allowing moms to be part of that because we lost them both within a couple of weeks of each other. And to hear their impact on people who came through and blessed the mic tonight was special. So thank you.
Bro, you know, it's an honor to sit in with you night after night, week after week, you know, doing this show. I know I said night after night, but whenever we're on together, it feels like it's every night. And, because it holds me over into the next week. And this show is no different, man. Very emotional roller coaster for those of us who loved DMX and Mums. And a lot of the poetry was emotionally driven. Positive, upbeat, sad at sometimes. But we got through it, you know, and we just hope that we've honored the memory of these two giants that are both gone too soon. Secondly, I want to thank you, me and Epiphany Radio wants to thank you, the poets, the callers, the listeners, those of you who are, you know, just fans of what we do here at the Get Down, we appreciate you, we honor you, and we're humbled that you come week after week and hang out with us. Because without you, there is no Get Down. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. None of the shows would have life if you were not here. So we thank you. We thank you for that. Third, I want to give it back to our CEO, For Real the Poet, Author Larry Maddox, because without his vision, without his willingness to put a platform together, not for himself, but for the Epiphany Radio universe, that takes a lot upon one man's shoulder, but he's been doing it for years. And make sure y'all shout him out. If you know him personally, reach out to him and just thank him for Epiphany Radio. It's not hard to say those two words. Just reach out to him. Let him know that you appreciate what he's put together. And then to the Epiphany hosts, man, listen, we are a tight-knit family, y'all. We talk about these shows. We have you in mind, and we encourage each other to consistently be here for you. And believe me, in days that we are not here for you, it's a problem for us, and we feel bad about it. So we want to continue bringing you quality shows. Speaking of quality shows, join us tomorrow night for Breathe Easy with Murder, She Wrote. And as I said before, earlier in the show, if you missed it, Saturday night will be the return of Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. We will be back at 9 p.m. Saturday night. The topic is, what is one thing about you that would make someone else fall in love with you? So let's talk about it. I look forward to having you all. Look forward to being. I'm excited about bringing back that show. And, yeah, man, That's all I got, man. That's all I got. You know, again, rest in peace, Mums and DMX. Thank you for changing our lives, for being a blueprint in our lives. So, if all hearts and minds are clear, one love, while Mike continue to take your socks off, peace.
Peace.